Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, Bob McGough here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Huff. It's a weekend. That means the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies, putting that all together for you. Each weekend is my job. 877-726-8255, our number. That number avails you an opportunity to come directly into the doctor's office and pose a question or share a comment. 877-726-8255. And we got lots of time to field your questions. Plus, we have some recorded questions because 877-726-8255 is also a number that you can call during the week anytime you like and record a question. So this morning, an unexpected boon for me because there's been some really wet weather and a big tropical wave hit the Northeast, drenching a lot of water. Actually, somebody actually took pictures of my lawn out on Long Island, and it is inundated with a high tide, but fortunately none of the water got into the house. But in the wake of the tropical weather, there has been a surge in temperatures here in Manhattan. I was able to go out and run in my shorts. Imagine that. Middle of January, while people are freezing in the Midwest with sub-zero temperatures, actually sub-zero Fahrenheit, not just centigrade, with blizzards and snowstorms here in New York, it's quite balmy in anticipation of the cold wave that's going to hit later in the week. Well, that's winter for you. So a nice run. It was a great reprieve from the tedious running that I do inside on the treadmill this time of year. 877-726-8255, our number. And a big story in the news, medical story in the news, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin treated for prostate cancer severe infection. That is according to the Pentagon. But too little too late in terms of disclosure, because it was said that he went in for a minor procedure around New Year's. And when you think minor procedure, I thought, oh, he's having a minor procedure, but it was all shrouded in mystery. I thought, well, maybe he's getting some Mohs surgery for skin cancer. That's a minor outpatient procedure. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe he's having some sort of bunion surgery, you know, on his foot. That's considered often outpatient surgery. But no, it's kind of big deal surgery. Prostatectomy, or surgery for removal of the prostate for prostate cancer, can be a big deal. And so is it appropriate for the Defense Secretary and people surrounding him in the Pentagon and perhaps White House liaisons, if they'd been aware of it, but maybe they weren't even aware of it, which is a real breach of protocol, because to say, yeah, we're going to be in the hospital for a day, no biggie, or not even let them know because it's the holiday, And maybe, I don't know, maybe there's a stigma attached to surgery on that certain part of your body that is a little bit, I don't know, maybe there's some shame associated with that or stigma. That shouldn't be the case. But immediately I thought, yeah, that minor surgery, that's probably prostate surgery. I don't know. I just had a feeling it was prostate surgery. And then everything was fine and rosy until a few days later, Lloyd Austin had to go back into the hospital and, in fact, was in the intensive care unit. And I thought at the time, okay, well, they didn't disclose what was going on, but he is in the ICU. The ICU is a big deal. But I thought, oh, he's a high-profile patient, and maybe they just put him in the ICU as a precaution, you know, because he's a kind of a high-value target. He's very important. They might have a very, very low threshold for putting him in the intensive care unit for monitoring, even for a relatively minor complication of the surgery. But no, he was in the intensive care unit. He was pretty sick because apparently he was suffering from sepsis, which is a body-wide infection that has to be treated with intravenous antibiotics. And oh, by the way, at the same time, he had an intestinal obstruction. Things stopped working in his GI tract. And this can quickly go to something called septic shock, which is really a way to go down that slippery slide towards death. And so, yes, indeed, it turns out that he had quite a bout in the intensive care unit. And so, what's going on here? Well, they tend to minimize the effects of prostate cancer surgery, prostatectomy. But as I looked it up, complication rates range, depending on the study that you're looking at, from as low as 3% to as high as 17%. It can be a big deal. And I actually have a friend and colleague who tragically lost his life in his early 60s after going for, quote, routine prostate surgery, a minor surgery done in Israel at one of the top hospitals in Israel where high-tech medicine is king. Unfortunately, one of the things they do in order to isolate the prostate and prevent damage to the bladder is they actually pump you full of water. It's saline. It's supposed to be the same salinity as blood, so that you don't get into a high or low sodium state, because that could be dangerous for the body. But they actually pump you up via a catheter with a certain amount of water. And what happened tragically with him is they gave him too much, and it resulted in irreversible brain damage. And he was in a coma for many, many months before he succumbed. And because of the religious laws in Israel, they don't pull the plug. They have zero tolerance for pulling the plug on people. So he languished in a coma for many, many months, I think perhaps even years, before, with essentially in a brain-dead state before he passed away. This from simple, minor, quotation marks, prostate surgery. And I'm not here to scare folks about prostate surgery. I'm just saying that it is not a minor undertaking. And there's this new way of doing it. It's robotic laparoscopic surgery with fancy gadgets that enable doctors to, it's almost like doing some sort of fancy computer game where you use 3D goggles to look at what you're doing. It involves very, very expensive equipment. The robot arms actually perform the surgery. The surgery is not done, you know, by AI or something. There has to be a human operator and requires a high degree of skill to do it. But it's a procedure that hospitals have been sold on, and it involves expensive gadgetry. And then in a toe-to-toe comparison, the old-fashioned way of doing it, which is via an incision just above the pubic bone, that's the old way, suprapubic prostatectomy, the way it was done for many, many decades before. In a toe-to-toe comparison, it really didn't improve outcomes. It's just a fancy new gadget that enables surgeons to do the surgery without the old-fashioned scalpel and sutures reaching into the pelvic area and slicing and dicing the prostate. So the moral of the story is not that no one should ever undertake prostatectomy, but that it is potentially a big deal, and that it also points out that when we screen for prostate cancer in men, we shouldn't go immediately to the most radical solution. There are cases where prostate cancer is so aggressive and so advanced that you have to take the prostate out. But short of that, there's active surveillance along with lifestyle change, certain supplements can be very, very helpful at forestalling the need or even avoiding the necessity of invasive treatments. There's also other alternatives, radiation treatments, various cryoablation, freezing, and other ways of treating prostate problems that potentially are less invasive. But side effects do include infection, because look, everything, this is a delicate area of the body where a lot of structures are close together. The nerves that are associated with erection and sexual performance are right there. The tube that allows individuals to urinate is right there. The bladder is there. And during the surgery, apparently some bacteria may have tracked its way up the urethra and up into the kidneys. And that's when sepsis can occur. It's not a rare complication of prostate surgery. After prostate surgery, you generally have to use a catheter for a while, and the catheter can also cause a higher rate of infection. If you have underlying diabetes, you're more prone to that. So this is not entirely unforeseeable, and something that the White House and the Defense Department and the Pentagon should have been aware of when Austin checked in. Real breach of protocol, and not the way that it should have gone down. Unfortunate cluster, something happened, but not completely unforeseeable. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Jumpstart your healthy resolutions with reduced pricing on all my favorite supplements from Thorne. Right now, my entire curated selection of Thorne supplements is 20% off, including Thorne's cutting-edge brain support formula, Cinequel. I've added Cinequel to my personal daily regimen to fight off cognitive decline. Cinequel is rich in the best researched ingredients that help support brain function. Its active ingredients help maintain cellular energy production, encourage a healthy balance of inflammatory cytokines, provide energy to fuel the nerves, support neurotransmitter production, and protect against oxidative stress. It's available in two strengths, Cinequel for everyday maintenance and Cinequel Plus, which provides higher amounts of specific nutrients for shorter-term support after impact-related head injury. Just go to drhoffman.com/thorn for 20% off Cinequel, as well as my entire curated selection of Thorn products. That's drhoffman.com/thorn. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust. The very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript
also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com, DearHoffmanStore.com.
Now, the Small Business Breakdown from the Pat Miller Show.
America's Small Business Conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
There isn't a whiz-bang way to instantly quadruple your business. Every single day, we have to get a little bit better. One way you get better is consuming great content so you can learn more than you did yesterday. That means reading. Doesn't necessarily mean social media or watching videos on YouTube. It often means the purposeful activity of reading business books so you can get better. So if you're a small business owner, what are you reading right now? Have you read anything great lately? I got done reading 10X is Easier Than 2X by Dan Sullivan. Definitely recommend it. Would love to hear your book recommendations as well. Find time to read and your business will grow.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on the Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
This report is sponsored by IBM. Oil and gas companies are constantly adapting to a rapidly changing landscape. IBM's Institute for Business Value surveyed 2,000 executives in 25 countries for the Digital Energy Company of the Future study. What they learned is that price volatility, aging infrastructure, and more are in a balancing act with increased customer expectations and disrupted ecosystems. Phil Spring, IBM Consulting Energy and Resources Leader.
For these companies, this is about transitioning to a future of low-carbon energy and products, but it's also about value and profit as well as purpose. So of the companies that we surveyed, what we refer to as visionary vanguards, they are taking transformative action. They're using digital technologies and data, and they're integrating sustainability into their investment cases to help transform to the digital energy company of the future.
If oil and gas companies stay focused on implementing data-based decision-making, embedding AI and automation in the business, and aligning sustainability goals with digital transformation, they will be on their way to becoming the digital energy companies of the future. To learn more, visit IBM.com/IBV.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Biden still wants more of your money. This time, it's called a perpetuity tax. The more you make, the more you pay in, even though you get taxed already from your income. Small businesses will get waxed without seeing the money they actually put in. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number is 877-726-8255, and that means you can call in anytime during the show. And if you can't call in during the show, maybe you're shopping or maybe you're cleaning up or, you know, maybe just have access to a phone, well, you can call 877-726-8255 anytime during the week and record a question as to this individual. Let's hear it.
I'd like to ask a question about hyperparathyroidism, which is what I have been diagnosed. Endocrinologic surgeon has recommended surgery, and he plans to remove possibly three of my parathyroid glands. I'd like to find out, is there anything else that can be done about this, or do I need to go ahead and submit to the surgery? I've done a lot of research, and I don't see a lot of supplementation or any type of medication that could treat it. So I'd like for you to weigh in on this. I will probably go ahead and proceed with the surgery because I feel terrible right now.
Yeah, okay, so hyperparathyroidism is a condition where there's high blood calcium, And the mnemonic that they taught us in medical school, mnemonics are helpful for memorizing stuff, is bones, stones, moans, and groans. Okay, so bones, you get osteoporotic because all the calcium leaches out of your bones, goes into your blood, leaving high blood calcium but low calcium in your bones. Stones, you get stone deposition in your kidneys. Moans, you can get abdominal pain associated with us. And groans, well, psychic groans, because people feel psychologically bent out of shape when they have high blood calcium. And the condition is caused by a tumor, not a cancerous tumor that's going to spread and potentially kill you, but a benign tumor where there's overproduction of parathyroid hormone, or PTH, by one of the four tiny parathyroid glands that sit on top of your thyroid. That's why they're called parathyroids. And so the common treatment for that is to remove, not all of them, because you need some of them to continue to regulate your calcium, but to remove the ones that are the so-called hot ones that are overproducing PTH and thus causing you to have high calcium. And what's interesting about this condition is that often it's in association with low vitamin D. So a rookie mistake that some doctors make is they say, oh, this is due to this is the body's way of coping with a low vitamin D. Let's give this person vitamin D. But actually, it's the body is adjusting to the high calcium by lowering the vitamin D. You know, so it's actually not the cause, it's an effect of high PTH. And so the strategy of using high-dose vitamin D to treat this is not valuable, because you've got these little tumors independently producing parathyroid hormone. The only way to do it, to treat it, to get rid of it, is to undertake this delicate surgery. Surgeons specialize in this. This is almost, you know, the only thing they do, because it's a very delicate type of surgery. But it's the way to alleviate your problem. And then once you've had that done, you can check your vitamin D levels and see if they come back to normal. Because often you get a misleading reading with a vitamin D level that appears low when your calcium is high. But that's not the cause of the problem. That's an effect of the problem. So got to, you know, prudent of you to undertake the surgery, because there's no workaround. You got to get treated ultimately. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. We'll be right back.
This report is sponsored by IBM. Oil and gas companies are constantly adapting to a rapidly changing landscape. IBM's Institute for Business Value surveyed 2,000 executives in 25 countries for the Digital Energy Company of the Future study. What they learned is that price volatility, aging infrastructure, and more are in a balancing act with increased customer expectations and disrupted ecosystems. Phil Spring, IBM Consulting Energy and Resources Leader.
For these companies, this is about transitioning to a future of low-carbon energy and products, but it's also about value and profit as well as purpose. So of the companies that we surveyed, what we refer to as visionary vanguards, they are taking transformative action. They're using digital technologies and data, and they're integrating sustainability into their investment cases to help transform to the digital energy company of the future.
If oil and gas companies stay focused on implementing data-based decision-making, embedding AI and automation in the business, and aligning sustainability goals with digital transformation, they will be on their way to becoming the digital energy companies of the future. To learn more, visit ibm.com/IBV.
Have you heard about PodFest yet? It's the world's largest continuous in-person podcasting event in Orlando, Florida, and you got to check it out. Richard Gearhart here, and I want to tell you about an event that we're going to that we're super excited about. Yes, PodFest Expo 2024 is coming soon, a huge podcasting festival in Florida, and it's their 10th anniversary. Go to podfestexpo.com and use the code GearhartLaw for your ticket. Whether you have a podcast and want to meet other podcasters, you're thinking of starting a podcast yourself, or you provide support to podcasters, this is the place to be in 2024. Meet the people who are shaping and influencing the podcasting industry and join PodFest as they also host the Podcasting Hall of Fame. The dates are January 25th through the 28th, 2024, and we'd love for you to join us in meeting podcasters from around the globe. The diverse cast of speakers means there's something for everyone. The learning and networking will be amazing. Throw in a couple of parties just for fun, and you have the podcasting event of the year. Go to PodFestExpo.com to get your ticket now. Use the code GearHeartLaw for a special discount. Elizabeth and I hope to meet you there.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, "Our customers are warm friends." We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howell, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number. And there have been a lot of questions for me lately about the impact of soy on breast cancer. And soy is a controversial subject because there's some knocks on soy. A lot of soy is GMO. Soy is a goitrogen. Some people are allergic to soy. Some people have digestive problems with soy because soy contains trypsin inhibitors, which inhibit the breakdown of especially protein in the digestive tract. And so soy is a controversial subject, but soy also contains isoflavones and other substances that may have a blocking effect, especially on hormonal cancers. And that's why they've been investigated thoroughly in relationship to breast cancer, and prostate cancer. And here comes one of the most thorough studies about it. But I have to say, this is a question that has plagued us for a long time. I remember sitting on a panel back in the early 90s. I was invited as the only nutritionist. It was a panel on breast cancer. And there were a lot of eminent breast cancer surgeons and oncologists. And then they wanted to get a nutritional perspective. And even then, we were aware about the potential for isoflavones to be protective. And we looked particularly at what are called epidemiological studies, studies in countries like Japan where there's an enormous consumption of soy. And the fact that there's far less in the way of breast cancer, far less in the way of prostate cancer. There are also a lot of other lifestyle factors and maybe genetic factors that make Japanese women less prone to breast cancer. But convincing evidence is from studies that show what happens when Japanese migrate to the United States, especially in Hawaii, where there's a large Japanese population. And they begin to have the same rates of breast cancer as non-Japanese women because of their diets. So there really is something to it. And now comes a big study. It's an international study where investigators in Australia, Denmark, England, Norway, and the U.S. reviewed 22 studies that examined the impact of dietary intake of not just soy, but also lignans, which are compounds found in a variety of plants, including seeds and nuts. Flaxseed, very high source of lignans. And so sprinkle some flaxseed on your salad or use some high lignin flaxseed oil in your shake. Also, they looked at cruciferous and cabbage family vegetables and green tea and evaluated their impact on breast cancer recurrence and death, as well as death from all other causes, because what's the point if you're, you know, preventing breast cancer if you die anyway, or if for some untoward reason your risk of death increases? So a bunch of studies on soy isoflavones, some on cruciferous vegetables, two on green tea, three on lignans. And so they concluded that soy isoflavones were associated with a 26% reduced risk of breast cancer recurrence. And the results were most notable among postmenopausal survivors, which is good news because that's the majority of women with breast cancer. The greatest risk reduction was seen at 60 milligrams per day. Okay, that's not very helpful. But to translate, that's the equivalent to 2 to 3 servings per day. One serving equates to a cup of soy milk, 3 ounces of tofu, or a half cup of cooked soybeans. So that's a fairly robust amount of soy. There was a reduced risk of dying, but it was smaller, just 12%, and not statistically significant. Okay, so they also look at enterolactones. It's a compound metabolized from lignans. High levels are found in flax seeds, cashew nuts, broccoli, and Brussels sprouts. Oh, my goodness, I must be floating in enterolactones because I eat all those things. They found that the risk of breast cancer-specific death was reduced by 28%, and the risk of dying from any other cause was reduced by 31%. I'll take that. So that proved helpful. Then they looked at green tea, consumption of green tea. They found a reduction in the risk of breast cancer recurrence by 44% in women with stage 1 or stage 2 breast cancer. So this is in the aftermath of a breast cancer diagnosis. You had 44% reduction. That's pretty significant. The greatest effect was seen from consuming 3 to 5 cups per day and from 5 or more cups per day. Now, I can't drink that much green tea, so I take green tea capsules. And that's one way of getting concentrated EGCG, which may be the secret sauce for breast cancer prevention. And I prescribe it to women who, many women come to me after a breast cancer diagnosis, and they are told, you know, basically, we're going to keep monitoring you, you know, go on with your life. But we try to do prevention, it's called secondary prevention, after an initial disease, want to make sure it doesn't recur. primary prevention is preventing it from first place, but once you've had it, secondary prevention can be important. And there is definitely a protocol that can be used to reduce the risk of recurrence from breast cancer, prostate cancer, very workable. Among those who consumed lignans prior to breast cancer diagnosis, there was a 34% risk reduction in dying of cancer and a 19% risk of reduction from dying of anything. They did not get statistically significant results on cruciferous vegetables because perhaps the average intake was relatively low in these studies, less than a half cup per day. So they could not really draw any conclusions about cruciferous vegetables, which are highly touted for their anti-cancer effects. And I really think there's something there, but this study did not find it. So now, one of the things that the study did not do, and this is important, is it depends on the type of breast cancer you have. And if you have hormone-responsive breast cancer, estrogen-positive, progesterone-positive, or if you have what's called triple-negative, which means there's no receptor, hormone receptor activity detected on biopsy, they did not distinguish between those types of cancer. They also didn't answer an important question, which is if you've gone your entire life as an American not eating any soy, then all of a sudden you get breast cancer and you get religion and you start eating lots and lots of edamame and tofu and tempeh and drink soy milk and take isoflavone pills, whether or not that is an effective way of reducing your risk of recurrence. It may be that a lifetime of consuming moderate amounts of soy exerts the protective effect, and that getting religion later, after a diagnosis, may not impact outcomes from breast cancer or may even be deleterious in some cases because there is a hormonal effect from isoflavones. That question remains to be answered. 877-726-8255 our number. You know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature and pain control, and inflammatory and immune responses. The CBD brand that I take and where I source cannabidiol and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation to their Reserve Collection, a sleep gummy. Reserve Collection is a specially curated blend of full-spectrum cannabinoids, which is rich and bold. Reserve Collection products are for when intense support is needed. Reserve Sleep Gummies build on their unique Reserve Collection formula with effective sleep-focused ingredients to better prepare you for bed each night. Wake up feeling refreshed, energized, and ready to take on the day with Reserve Sleep Gummies. All of Plus CBD's products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Reserve Collection sleep gummies. And I take them, and I think they're really great. And I got to tell you, it's winter, and it's darker, and it's colder, and I am sleeping up a storm. I am really relishing my sleep and not waking up hungover, waking up refreshed and energized. You know, after I work out a few kinks in the morning with some morning stretches, I'm ready to get up and go. So you've got sleep problems, this may be your answer. 877-726-8255, our number. All right, when people get COVID, and COVID is more of a minor problem these days, I generally stay away from recommending Paxlovid to my patients. But, you know, occasionally I get an email, patient came down with COVID, they're not going to come to the office, but they want advice, what should I take? And one of the things I tell them to take, in addition to more vitamin D and vitamin C and zinc, is quercetin. Quercetin has been shown to have a beneficial effect in early COVID. And there's a new study. It's a small study. Participants received 500 milligrams of quercetin three times daily for 1 week and two times daily for week two as an add-on to standardized care. Let's see, 108 participants. It's a pretty big study. Pretty big study for a study on natural products. And the outcome that was assessed was the time needed to achieve a negative PCR test and improvements in acute symptoms. And what they found was that clinical resolution of acute symptoms occurred more frequently in the treatment group, 52% versus 24%. So double the recovery rate. And so the good news is that whether or not they took quercetin, this strain of COVID is milder because both groups seem to fare equally well at the two-week mark, most patients being free of symptoms. So suggestion is consider quercetin. You know, you can take it frequently, relatively non-toxic, well-tolerated. Also consider melatonin. Melatonin at moderate doses, 5-10 milligrams. It's a little more than you would take for sleep. Also seems to be helpful for reducing the inflammasome pathway that leads to symptoms and bad outcomes in COVID. So if simple protocol, you know, it's, you don't have to take a million different things, but quercetin should be one of them. 877-726-8255, or number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
At Essential Formulas, we provide the immune essentials for your family's health this winter. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and RegActive. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is recognized as a worldwide leader in probiotic digestive health. Since 70% of your immune cells reside in your gut, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics have an impressive effect on immune health, too. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics contain over 500 postbiotic metabolites, shown to help support immune function. Certified vegetarian, free of gluten, dairy, and GMOs, a powerful immune option. RegActive formulas help boost levels of glutathione, the body's most essential antioxidant, which decreases as we age. Maintaining glutathione levels is key in overall health protection. Be proactive about your immune health. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and RegActive at natural health retailers and online today.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Biden still wants more of your money. This time, it's called a perpetuity tax. The more you make, the more you pay in, even though you get taxed already from your income. Small businesses will get waxed without seeing the money they actually put in. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Have you heard about PodFest yet? It's the world's largest continuous in-person podcasting event in Orlando, Florida, and you got to check it out. Richard Gearhart here, and I want to tell you about an event that we're going to that we're super excited about. Yes, PodFest Expo 2024 is coming soon, a huge podcasting festival in Florida, and it's their 10th anniversary. Go to podfestexpo.com and use the code GearhartLaw for your ticket. Whether you have a podcast and want to meet other podcasters, you're thinking of starting a podcast yourself, or you provide support to podcasters, this is the place to be in 2024. Meet the people who are shaping and influencing the podcasting industry and join PodFest as they also host the Podcasting Hall of Fame. The dates are January 25th through the 28th, 2024, and we'd love for you to join us in meeting podcasters from around the globe. The diverse cast of speakers means there's something for everyone. The learning and networking will be amazing. Throw in a couple of parties just for fun, and you have the podcasting event of the year. Go to PodFestExpo.com to get your ticket now. Use the code GearHartLaw for a special discount. Elizabeth and I hope to meet you there.
Why? Why do we ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right? The answer to why defines who we are. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my friends.
For my community.
For my family.
For each other. Because all of this matters. We all have something worth protecting. So why do you see safe? Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number, 877-726-8255, our number. And let's go to one of those recorded calls.
I would like to know the difference between taking NT Factor, True Niagen, and now I see another product called Cinequel. All of these products basically say they do the same thing, which is increase energy, protect cells from oxidation. I already take True Niagen. Do I really need all these products in addition to my list of basic supplements?
Okay, that's a great question, because there's a lot of information now that suggests that aging itself is a mitochondrial disease, that many conditions are the result of faulty energy production in the mitochondria, in the heart, the brain, and the muscles. And so much of our performance and well-being is associated with efficient energy production. And there are some supplements that have a claim to fame in terms of supporting mitochondrial function. And all of these, I think, are in that category. So let's first look at True Niagen. True Niagen it's a product that I take, and it is nicotinamide riboside, which is something that fuels the NAD pathway in mitochondria, which is the way that the body synthesizes energy. And then there's Cinequel, which is one of our good sponsors, a product by Thorne, which contains the self-same nicotinamide riboside, but a little bit less. And it comes as a powder, and it's nice tasting. It also contains a bunch of things, some riboflavin, some magnesium, some branched-chain amino acids, some reduced glutathione, some curcumin, some DHA, some trans-resveratrol, coenzyme Q10. All of these may have an impact on mitochondrial function, but most importantly, it contains some ketones, beta-hydroxybutyrate, which actually is important for fueling brain function. So it's actually targeting the mitochondrial function in the brain, per se. And it's designed as a treatment for concussions, but it's also a preventive against neurodegenerative disease and potentially a treatment for neurodegenerative disease. And I take it as well, you know, even though there's some redundancy. So, and then finally, there's NT factor, and that's a unique ingredient, which is a glycolipid, which works on the cell membranes. And the idea there is that the cell has membranes, the mitochondria has membranes, and when those membranes deteriorate because of poor diet or aging, the function of cells and the function of mitochondria deteriorates. And so I hedge my bets by taking some NT factor as well. So these are complementary things, and this may be a good segue for me to announce that you can jumpstart your healthy resolutions with reduced pricing on all my favorite supplements from Thorne, makers of Cinequel. Right now, my entire curated selection of Thorne supplements is 20% off, including Thorne's cutting-edge brain support formula, Cinequel. I've added Cinequel to my personal daily regimen to fend off cognitive decline. Cinequel is rich in the best researched ingredients that support brain function. Its active ingredients help maintain cellular energy production, encourage a healthy balance of inflammatory cytokines, provide energy to fuel the nerves, support neurotransmitter production, and protect against oxidative stress. It's available in two strengths, Cinequel for everyday maintenance, which I take, or you can get Cinequel Plus, which provides higher amounts of specific nutrients for shorter-term support, say, after an impact-related head injury. Just go to DearHoffman.com/Thorne for 20% off Cinequel, as well as my entire curated selection of Thorne products. That's DearHoffman.com/Thorne, spelled T-H-O-R-N-E. Okay, so, yeah, all of the above. Question, do omegas help with depression in patients with high inflammation? We know that brain inflammation can affect brain energy production, and omega-3 supplements are inherently anti-inflammatory. So in this study, it was just out, Journal of Clinical Psychiatry, to compare omega-3 fatty acid administration versus placebo on inflammatory markers and symptoms of depression in depressed patients with a body mass index above 25. So overweight patients, more inflammation. That's one of the downsides of excess body fat, promotes inflammation. So what they found was that in depressed patients with a BMI above 25, now 25 is optimal. So most people, I would say 60% of Americans have a BMI, body mass index, above 25. So it's a majority of people. And most people, unfortunately, especially in middle age and above, are a little bit inflamed. And the inflammation doesn't just attack your joints, it attacks your brain. And an inflamed brain is often a depressed brain. They found that 4 grams of EPA per day lowered inflammation and significantly lowered symptoms of depression. They recruited 61 non-medicated patients, and they gave them 4 grams of EPA per day. Now, keep in mind, this is a relatively high dose. I think some of the studies suggest, oh, you take one pill a day. That's a gram. That's 1,000 milligrams. Here they gave 4 grams, 4,000 milligrams, and they got good results in terms of depression. So patients with depression, especially patients who are inflamed, especially with excess body weight, definitely consider high-dose EPA as a way of alleviating.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 50% of all American adults and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost one-third of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure, or hypertension, is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risks. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically shown to support healthy blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109 is available at natural health stores nationwide and online.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour, townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Millions of Americans facing below temperatures, zero temperatures, as the weekend storms are bringing more Arctic air and snow, with an estimated 95 million people under weather warnings or advisories.
The sound of wind whipping the snow around Buffalo, where the Bills game was postponed, creating near blizzard conditions in upstate New York. Governor Kathy Hochul says wind is gusting up to 50 miles per hour and snow is falling up to 6 inches an hour.
I would say that the forecast of this storm really underestimated the ferocity of this storm.
National Weather Service meteorologist Zach Taylor says the lake effect snow is also affecting other parts of the Northeast, while another winter storm bringing snow to the Rockies will eventually reach all the way to Texas with some very cold air.
This Arctic air mass that is beginning to overspread a large portion of the country will continue to move south and east over the next day. We're still looking at dangerously cold wind chills.
I'm Julie Walker.
Last hours before Monday's GOP caucuses in Iowa, candidates are urging their supporters to brave bone-chilling cold and blustery wind to help carry them through the Republicans' leadoff voting contest. Ahead of the evening meetings, former President Trump picked up the endorsement of one-time rival and North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum. Thousands of pro-Palestinian demonstrators at the White House yesterday.
Washington was one of several cities worldwide that held events calling for an end to Israeli military action in Gaza. Outside the White House, thousands gathered with people holding signs questioning President Biden's support for Israel in the nearly 100-day war against Hamas. The president has said Israel has a right to go after the terrorists who attacked on October 7th. But he's faced increasing opposition from fellow Democrats as the war has dragged on. Greg Clugston, Washington.
More at townhall.com.
The ones who've watched our beautiful, thriving country unravel before our eyes. The citizens who have built America to be strong, courageous, and to hold fast to truth. Are you watching in real time as our rights are being stripped away? We've been silenced, fear-mongered, and coerced into big government mandates and agendas. As a conservative organization and alternative to AARP, we at AMAC recognize that it is you, the citizens of America, that band together to influence public policy, defend our Constitution, and preserve our God-given freedom. Join over 2 million citizens of AMAC today by visiting us at amac.us/fight. As a member, take advantage of exclusive benefits including insurance, travel, finance, entertainment, and more. Let us be your guide, offer you everyday solutions, and stay up to date on the issues that matter most. Rest easy knowing that we are here to advocate for you. Visit AMAC, that's AMAC.us/fight.
The Emmy Award celebrates its 75th anniversary this year.
And with this milestone, the Television Academy has ranked the medium's 75 most impactful moments, starting with the first lunar landing by Apollo 11, then coverage of the September 11th terrorist attacks, and third, the first appearance of the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show. While the top of the list is dominated by news events, there are classic TV dramas, comedies, and specials that appear, including the final episode of MASH, Linus's recitation of the Nativity story in A Charlie Brown Christmas, and Whitney Houston's Super Bowl Star Spangled Banner in 1991, just after the onset of the Persian Gulf War, just to name a few. George Williams reporting.
The Emmys air live from Los Angeles tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern on Fox. The Honeymooners actress Joyce Randolph, who played Ed Norton's sarcastic wife Trixie, has died. She was 99 years old. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. An Iowa principal who put himself in harm's way to protect students during a school shooting has died.
Authorities confirming the death of Perry High School principal Dan Marburger after the family announced it on a GoFundMe page. Marburger died Sunday morning after he was critically shot and wounded during the January 4th attack. An 11-year-old student was also killed in the shooting, six others wounded before the 17-year-old shooter apparently died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Jason Walker reporting.
The NTSB investigating two incidents involving the Brightline train that killed three people at the same railroad crossing on the high-speed train's route between Miami and Orlando. It happened last week, Wednesday and Friday, along the U.S. 1 corridor in Melbourne on Florida's Atlantic coast. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
We have a wonderful program. This is going to be really, really helpful information on tap today with David Wiley. He's the president and CEO of Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care, and Heather Murphy. She's a registered nurse and the director of quality and regulatory compliance, again, from Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care. And David and Heather, welcome to Senior Care Live.
Thanks.
Thanks. Good to be here today, Steve.
And happy New Year. Do well with the holidays.
Yeah, happy New Year to you. Yeah. It's good to be on 2024.
Yeah. And I'll write 23 on anything another three or four months.
So. Yeah, same here.
really, really important information today. I just wanted to let everyone know nationally. They're like, well, wait a minute. This is a Kansas City-based group. But the information that we're sharing today will be helpful to you wherever you live. And then a little bit later, we're going to give you a resource where you can locate a quality hospice provider in your area. So with that, David, I'll turn it over to you.
You know, Steve, thanks for having us today. It's very special to talk about the benefits of hospice care when such highly regarded folks like former President Jimmy Carter and former First Lady Rosalynn Carter have had the tremendous benefit of hospice. And that's been brought into focus, you know, during this past year, maybe more than it ever has been. We've been touched to follow their stories and see how they've benefited from hospice services, and thought it would be a good time to talk about it, at a national level, frankly. The benefits are truly the same no matter who you are, a former president or your neighbor or your next door or even, you know, a grandparent. I'm really proud to have our Director of Quality and Regulatory Compliance, Heather Murphy, with us today. She's going to talk through some of the details and information that we offer at Kansas City Hospice.
All right. Welcome, Heather. And tell us a little about yourself and your background, please.
Sure. Thanks for having me. I am a longtime resident of Kansas City and have been a nurse for 28 years. For over 20 of those years, I've worked in quality assurance and safety and education in healthcare, and I've been with Kansas City Hospice for a little over 12 years.
Okay. All right. Excellent. And again, I appreciate you being here. And now, David, when you first came on, you'd mentioned President Carter, and he is someone whose family has spoken very openly about him being on hospice care. I even remember a news report where they were talking about that.
Sure, of course. You know, that has been a beautiful and refreshing to us as an industry and as an organization. And Steve, as you know, that he and his family are seeing so many benefits from hospice, it's just really wonderful. But this decision isn't because he's a former president. It's not because he's famous. It's because he, his family, his physician decided it was time for home hospice care, which was back in February of 2023. And that's a benefit that's available to every person, you know, in America. And interestingly, the federal payment model that led to the Medicare hospice benefit actually began during President Carter's term in office.
Yep, that's right, David. In hospice, we treat the family and the patient as a unit. And so that's what's wonderful about hospice is that it benefits both the patient and their caregiver.
And Heather, I'll guarantee you, most people don't really understand that. I didn't understand it until we had a hospice provider provide service for my dad. And then I realized, wow, wait a minute, they're here for us too. And I didn't really have an appreciation for that.
Yep,
so I think that's really important to highlight that. And if I remember correctly, First Lady Rosalynn Carter was on hospice care as well, wasn't she?
Yes, she was. She had hospice care in her home. She started about 9 months after President Carter, but that's the beauty of hospice is that it's on your terms. They each had two very different experiences. The former First Lady was on hospice for only 2 days, starting in November of 2023, but the former president continues to see the benefits of hospice now almost 11 months later. Every hospice experience is different, whether you're in Plains, Georgia, or at Kansas City Hospice. It's really tailored to the needs of the patient and of the family.
And, you know, I love the idea that, David, you had mentioned it's a decision between the patient, their family, and their physician, no matter who you are, whether you're famous or not. Most of us are not famous. So.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But it makes me want to ask, is there a typical length of stay on hospice or maybe a recommended amount of time?
You know, it's a great question, Steve. The National Hospice and Palliative Care Organization, or NHPCO, you know, they're the largest organization in the country that tracks this information. What we know from this organization is that the average length of stay on hospice is about 97 days, so that's average. And that's basically, you know, the average number of days that people are enrolled in the Medicare hospice benefit at the time of death or before they die.
Yep, and to directly answer your question, Steve, there's no recommended amount of time. It's very personal for each family and each person. Hospice care is available to families in their home, like the Carters received, or in long-term care facility, or at one of our hospice houses, or an inpatient facility. That's something else a lot of people don't know about this benefit from Medicare, is that care can be received in any number of places.
And, you know, they're really, we should talk about what the real benefits are of this hospice benefit. You know, we recognize the importance of caring for both patients and caregivers. By saying yes to hospice, you're really creating a comprehensive support system during a very challenging time. By addressing the needs of caregivers too, our aim is to enhance the overall quality of life for everyone involved. So really, the sooner that peace of mind and comfort begins, the better you as the patient and your family and or caregivers are likely to feel. So there's really no recommended amount of time to be on hospice, but it's such a comfort to most people. Usually what we hear, Steve, is, I really wish that I would have known about this sooner.
I've heard that a million times.
Yeah.
And that means you've heard it about 10 million times.
Absolutely.
It's once you understand just how important of a benefit and a service and just an overall comfort and support, once you understand that, you're like, I wish I would have called sooner.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, if a loved one qualifies for hospice and we will work with their physician to look at that eligibility, then Medicare pays for the hospice benefit at 100%.
That's incredible.
It really is,
yeah.
I think, one of the best benefits that Medicare has to offer. It includes medications, their medical equipment, and other treatments that they need to help manage their pain and symptoms. You know, hospice, the aim is to make the patient comfortable and supported in their preferred setting, which is often at home. It can reduce their need to go back to the hospital, which is such a relief so often to them and the family, because it can be so emotionally and financially taxing for the patient and their family. You know, the hospice benefit for Medicare includes visits and oversight from the hospice physician or nurse practitioner who keeps an eye on their condition and provides guidance on pain and symptom management as well. You know, the hospice benefit, it covers, as we said earlier, the cost of those medical supplies and equipment and the help to manage the patient's condition, too. You know, I had a friend whose father was on hospice with us for several months, and she was talking about it with a friend at work. And after she was finished, her friend said, "How do you guys afford all that?" And she's like, "It's free. It's covered as part of his Medicare." And so I just thought that was so striking, you know, that people don't really understand that.
I'll guarantee you most people do not. They're like, "Well, I don't know if I could afford that." Well, if you have a Medicare plan, it is covered at 100%. It's not an 80-20 kind of a situation, so you don't have to worry about whether your supplement will cover the other 20. It is covered 100% by your Medicare benefit. I'm so glad that we're highlighting that today. Unfortunately, my dad passed away at age 56. He was still on private insurance,
sure.
But his private insurance plan also paid for that at 100%.
Yeah.
It was a wonderful benefit, and we received great care. Do you find that most private insurance companies also pay for hospice services?
Yeah, you know, Steve, we work, you know, the bulk of our patients are typically elderly, but
yeah.
We work with newborns all the way to centurions, and but we do so that we have all coverage from commercial insurance. And so the answer is yes, we work with commercial insurance carriers all the time.
Okay, so if you'd like to reach out to Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care, maybe you have someone in your family and you're wondering if they might qualify for this really, really important and helpful benefit, I would invite you to reach out to Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care at 816-363-2600 or online at kchospice.org. And if you are outside of the Kansas City area, again, hang on because we're going to provide a way that you can locate a quality hospice provider in your area. But first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. How many people experienced hospice care in the year 2020 nationwide, according to the National Hospice and Palliative Care Organization? And here are the options: A, 1.49 million, B, 1.72 million, C, 1.55 million, or D, 1.43 million. What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
And now, Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding senior care consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Biden still wants more of your money. This time, it's called a perpetuity tax. The more you make, the more you pay in, even though you get taxed already from your income. Small businesses will get waxed without seeing the money they actually put in. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why? Why do we ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right? The answer to why defines who we are. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my friends.
For my community.
For my family.
For each other. Because all of this matters. We all have something worth protecting. So why do you see safe? Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. How many people experienced hospice care in 2020 nationwide, according to the National Hospice and Palliative Care Organization? Here are your options. A, 1.49 million. B, 1.72 million. C, 1.55 million, or D, 1.43 million. And the answer is B, 1.72 million patients and their families experienced hospice care in the year 2020. And this number increased, and I was really glad to see this, increased from 1.61 million in 2019. So just in 1 year, you know, that's a big jump. And David, that tells me that more and more people are finding out about hospice services. They're discussing that with their doctor. It's being ordered more by their doctor. That many more people are benefiting from the service.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Steve. You know, we watch that percentage increase, and that's important. And that's why we do things like this, have the conversation so people learn.
Absolutely. And you know, we were talking about some of the benefits of hospice before the break, and I can see that patients and their caregivers see a real value in hospice.
You know, it's really true, Steve. And it's much more than the medical benefit, although that's a very key component. You know, Heather mentioned that a physician or a nurse practitioner follows along with your care the entire time that you'd be on hospice service or with Kansas City Hospice. And in addition, registered nurses, and there's other healthcare professionals that provide hands-on care, monitoring, managing medications, ensuring that the patient receives appropriate pain management and symptom relief. You know, all of this helps to alleviate the physical and emotional burden that the patient's family is going through.
Okay, and that is excellent. And again, for our national audience, we're speaking with David and Heather today from Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care, and we're letting you in on this conversation because I think the information we're covering today can really benefit anyone in the entire country. And if you hold on, we're going to have a little discussion on how you can find and identify a quality hospice provider in your area. And Heather, I would love for you to share some additional resources that come along with that medical care for the hospice patient.
Yep, sure. For the patients themselves, Steve, hospice care sometimes includes assistance with simple personal care activities that they need, like bathing, dressing, and grooming. This assistance is a real boost to the patient's comfort and dignity, And when it's needed and when it happens, it really lightens the load for the caregiver as well. We also have social workers and chaplains. They're a key part of the hospice team. They provide important emotional and spiritual support and help with community resources and other needs of the family. And then I also want to mention respite care. It's a unique benefit that hospice provides, which offers temporary relief to family caregivers. It allows the caregivers to take a break, rest, and recharge, knowing that their loved one is being cared for. And that really is so beneficial to the caregiver.
Well, when you talk about that personal care assistance and then a respite temporary break for the caregiver, I can't even explain how important that is. So I would like to focus for a moment on the caregiver and how does that hospice benefit benefit the caregivers very specifically for the caregivers?
You know, Steve, it's a really important question. And at Kansas City Hospice, in addition to the respite care that Heather mentioned, you know, you can expect expert medical support, and this applies to really hospices universally. Expert medical support, emotional and psychological support, which can really help alleviate feelings of isolation and anxiety. Education and training. Our hospice teams educate caregivers about the patient's condition, helping them better understand what to expect in the coming weeks and days. The knowledge empowers caregivers to provide better care and make informed decisions. Shared decision-making is important. Hospice teams involve caregivers in care decisions, ensuring that the patient's wishes and the caregiver's concerns are paramount. This collaborative approach relieves caregivers of the burden of making difficult decisions alone.
You know, and finally, I'd like to mention grief support or bereavement support. Our hospice services include support during the grieving process, meeting caregivers where they are and helping them navigate their feelings of loss. This support can be through phone calls, in-person, or even virtual telehealth sessions. We have intentionally timed mailings and group sessions. Just lots of things that are tailored to those in the family interested in receiving grief support. And we're proud of that as well.
You know, overall, Steve, it's about the quality of life. It's about the patient's quality of life, and it's about the caregiver's quality of life. We help them find joy with their loved ones, and we take the worry of caregiving away. We started out here talking about two very high-profile people who took advantage of a benefit that's available to them, not because they happen to be the former First Lady and President, but because they are people. People who need care at the end of their life. So we want all people to know that you can have the same experience as former President Carter, and if you and your physician decide it makes sense, you could see the benefits of hospice for just as long as he has, at home like him, or perhaps in a long-term care facility, or in our case, in one of our two hospice houses. We can help you and your family at the end of your life, and there's really a very, very good chance it won't cost you anything.
That is just phenomenal information. It's so valuable. Where can our listeners find details and learn more?
Well, for our nationwide listeners, Medicare has an entire website that they've created. And if you just do an internet search for Medicare Care Compare, it's a place where consumers can go to find out the best rated areas of all health care, but in this case, hospice. And you can go in. It can help you see how they are rated as far as family satisfaction and clinical care and other quality care that they provide. So it's a very handy resource for those all across the nation.
Okay, so go to Medicare Compare, and you can do a search on hospice providers, home health providers, long-term care providers, et cetera. And, David, you had mentioned on the break that there's a little more to it than just looking at some star ratings.
Yeah, you know, I think it's important to understand a little bit more about the hospice, how big they are, how big their census is. You know, that kind of gives you a sense of their scale. And, you know, you want a provider that is big enough that can support you 24/7, 7 days a week. We pride ourselves in that, of course. And I think it's really important for people to interview hospices. They should be asking questions. And I know that's why we want you to understand hospice now, so that you're not faced with a really rapid decision in a critical moment, the more you know now, the better you can make an informed decision. And so asking those questions along the way, I think, is super important.
And where do you find the questions?
You know, on the Hospice Compare, there's actually a link, and you can just click that. And then, you know, talking to your physician and asking their recommendation of what hospice, and I think understanding why they're recommending that hospice is really an important question.
All right, David Wiley and Heather Murphy, both with Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care. And again, nationally, just go to Medicare Compare, and you can look up some hospice providers in your agency. You can click the link and download a list of questions when you're interviewing them. Discuss that with your physician. Locally in the Kansas City metro area, kchospice.org, or call 816-363-2600. And David and Heather, thanks so much for being here today. Fantastic information, and what a great way to kick off the new year.
Yes, thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Good to be here. Thanks, Steve.
All right, we'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu, or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Equipped with 9.2 inches of ground clearance, all-terrain capability, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and a design that's bold and protective at the same time, the Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
The
the word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. That's 802-341-4525.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, just want to say thanks again to David and Heather from Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care. And that was really, really good, really, really helpful information on that. And I hope that you got as much out of that as I did. And I want to just go ahead and just put kind of an emphasis on this. So if you go to, I'll give you the exact website address, but it might be easier just to Google or put in the search bar Medicare Compare Hospice Agency, and that'll take you straight to it if you click on the link that will come up. But it's medicare.gov/care-compare. So if you can remember that's great. It might be easier just doing a search. But you can do a search on doctors and clinicians, hospitals, nursing homes, including rehab, home health agencies, and hospice care. And some other long-term care hospitals and a lot of other places, or actually services that you can do a search on. But your location is just going to be, you know, like your city and state. Just do a search and it will come up, and they have these hospice agencies rated. And then, like David said, not all hospice providers are the same. And some of them could be very, very different from another hospice provider in your area. So be sure to download that list of questions that you can ask a hospice provider. And this sounds very, very helpful. And actually, in last week's program, I offered my home care provider screening tool, and that's a list of 34 questions that you can use when interviewing, two or three quality home care providers. This is kind of the same situation where you can ask a hospice provider some very focused and pointed questions as you interview two or three quality hospice providers in your area. So really good information, and hopefully, again, that you got as much out of that as I did. It was just fantastic information. And in my opinion, the hospice benefit is just still, the numbers are going up, which is great, but it's still, in my opinion, a very underutilized benefit. I was actually surprised to hear that the average days on hospice was 93, which is great. Typically, it can be, you know, much, much longer than that. I think David mentioned that President Carter has been on hospice services for, you know, like 11 months. So, and then the First Lady was only on hospice care just for a few days. Everyone's experience is different. But again, if you think you might qualify and you have Medicare, don't worry about the financial side of this. Medicare pays for this 100%. If you don't remember anything else from this show, remember that hospice services are paid for 100% from your Medicare benefit. So don't delay because, oh, we're not sure if we can afford that. Make the call. Get hospice services going. It will help your family. It will help the individual qualified for the hospice care, and you just won't regret it. I wish in our family, when my dad was really sick, I wish we would have called, reached out to a hospice provider much, much sooner than we did. They were such a benefit. They were such a blessing, and they really did pour into the family. They helped all of us, including my dad, and I didn't have an appreciation for that until we actually went through that experience. So, so again, hopefully that was very helpful to all of you listening. All right, so we're going to shift gears here, and we got a call from a gentleman. His aunt is age 93, and she is doing fantastic. She's doing so well at home. And then I had the question, which is such a good question, and I thought, ooh, I need to talk about that on the show. So what should they be doing as far as looking ahead for this 93-year-old lady who is doing perfectly fine living independently in her own home? Now, she's not driving anymore, but, you know, she has people kind of helping out a little bit with that, but she's doing great. And I said, well, let's talk about that. So, first of all, you're super, super incredibly smart for asking the question and wanting to look ahead. If I just explained that, and God forbid, but if she should have a fall or any incident, okay, but a fall is just so, so common. If she has a fall and if she should break her hip, again, super common, at that age, it's not impossible, but typically we just don't bounce back from injuries like that. After, I would estimate in your kind of your mid-80s to 90 or older, we just become more fragile at that point. And one incident, if you fall and you break your hip and you're in your 70s, typically you see folks bounce back from that pretty well. Some very well, maybe not as quite as, I mean, there's a range there, but typically you're going to bounce back from that. Even in your early 80s, you might bounce back from that. But mid 80s and up, and as each year goes by, we become more and more fragile. It takes less and less of an incident to all of a sudden change our level of independence drastically. So we talked about what if she should have a fall. A likely scenario that she would go to the hospital and she would they would tend to that fractured hip. And it could be a surgical procedure. They could pin the hip. They could replace the hip. I mean, you know, obviously that is up to the medical professionals as far as the best treatment. But assuming the hip is repaired or replaced, then she would qualify after that for a rehab stay, Medicare, skilled nursing and rehab stay, paid for by your Medicare benefit for 2 to 4 weeks. It could be 6 weeks, maybe even 8 weeks, as long as that rehab patient is showing continuous improvement. They're going to keep that going until you either plateau or you reach your original capabilities, your original baseline. Okay, but that, you know, that gives you a number of weeks to then think about that next step. So that next step, if she goes home, then again, Medicare will pay for a home health agency to come to your home with a physical therapist, an occupational therapist, a skilled nursing, a registered nurse might stop by your house, maybe even speech therapist if you qualify for that, if you should need that type of therapy. And they can come to your home and help you with your therapy in your home. But they are there for an intermittent visit. They're there to perform a task. And then they leave. So this is not an hourly situation. A lot of people don't understand that. So Medicare, let's say Medicare pays for your therapy, a doctor orders the therapy, and a physical therapy is a therapist will come by your house, let's say 2 or 3 times a week. They're going to come to your house. There's going to be a care plan that they will follow. They'll help you with therapy in your home. And then they're typically gone within, you know, 45 to 60 minutes, maybe about an hour. And then they leave. And a couple days later, they'll come back and they do this over and over and over again. So the question is, and again, we talked about this last week, is there someone there to help out this sweet 93-year-old lady in her house? And again, you can assemble that group of family and friend caregivers, but if they're not available or if they can't provide enough help, you can bring in a home care. But, and I was just thinking this through. I was just free thinking with this person I spoke with. Home care costs about $35 to $40 per hour these days. If she needs 24-hour care that you're paying for, you can expect to pay $25,000 to $30,000 per month. And a lot of people fall over sideways at that point. They're like, what? You're kidding. So that could be a challenge. I don't know a lot of people that can pay for that for very long. So the other thing that we talked about was, and again, just planning in advance, I would recommend doing a proactive search. And after the break, I'm going to continue this and explain it. I actually did this for a senior care consulting client. If you want to be proactive, do a search proactively, and I would recommend for someone that age searching for an assisted living community that is connected to or also offers long-term care as part of their organization so that you have a plan then where your loved one could age in place. And we talked all of that through, and they were just thrilled with all the information because they said, you know, she's 93, she's doing wonderfully, but we know that could change at a moment's notice. So coming up next, I'm going to share a story about one of my favorite clients, Olive. Don't go away.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Now, the Small Business Breakdown from the Pat Miller Show.
America's Small Business Conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
There isn't a whiz-bang way to instantly quadruple your business. Every single day, we have to get a little bit better. One way you get better is consuming great content so you can learn more than you did yesterday. That means reading. Doesn't necessarily mean social media or watching videos on YouTube. It often means the purposeful activity of reading business books so you can get better. So if you're a small business owner, what are you reading right now? Have you read anything great lately? I got done reading 10X is Easier Than 2X by Dan Sullivan. Definitely recommend it. Would love to hear your book recommendations as well. Find time to read and your business will grow.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on the Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Biden still wants more of your money. This time, it's called a perpetuity tax. The more you make, the more you pay in, even though you get taxed already from your income. Small businesses will get waxed without seeing the money they actually put in. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit seniorcarelive.com. Okay, so I met one of the sweetest ladies ever. Her name is Olive. And I get this call. And she said her name. She said, Steve, I'm approaching 100 years old. I'm 99 years old. And I listen to your radio program. And you're always talking about, you know, planning, being proactive, kind of have your ducks in a row. And she said, you know, I'm getting to the age where I think I need to plan for my future. And I said, I just love you already. And she was just the sweetest lady. And she said, but, you know, I don't like getting out out of the house these days. Could you stop by? And I said, sure, I'll stop by your place. So I stopped by. And she said, well, you came by on a very, very special day for me. And I said, and how's that? And she said, today is my birthday. I'm now 100 years old. And of course I got to give her the birthday hug and everything. And it was, again, one of my very favorite clients ever. And she said, I do need to plan for my future. I know that I'm going to need some help. I'm slowing down. And she just turned 100, independent, still at home. And so we talked about that, and she was a good candidate for the assisted living level of care at that time. And so we talked about that, and remember, at the assisted living level of care, there the primary purpose of assisted living is to help you remain as independent as you can and do as many things for yourself as you can. But if you need a little help with those activities of daily living, bathing, dressing, grooming, using the restroom, some of these things, they can help you minimally or they can help you fully with these things. They also provide all of your meals, snacks, hydration. They can distribute your medication, which is really, really super important at that point in your life. It's important for everyone, but especially as we get older, it's more and more important. And they'll also provide a full slate of activities for meaningful social engagement. Doctors will visit your assisted living community. They'll meet you in your apartment or somewhere in the building. So doctors and other medical specialists essentially make house calls. There is also transportation available to take you out to see your physician or maybe a specialist out in the community. So there's a tremendous amount of support there. And I said, but, Olive, what if you should decline and need more help than that? Then you're going to need long-term care. She said, so would that be kind of like a nursing home? And I said, yes, yes. I said, a lot of people do still refer to that as a nursing home. I refer to it as long-term care. But, yes, that's the highest level of care that is available. It's the next step after assisted living. And I said, Olive, what I would strongly suggest is that we look for an assisted living community that is connected to long-term care. That way, if you move into assisted living and then a certain period of time down the road, you might need more help than that. All you have to do is transition, maybe even, right across the hall or, right across the lawn into a different building if it's a campus style of an arrangement. So she preferred that long-term care would be provided in the same building. So then I tailored and customized our search for assisted living connected to long-term care. I tailored that search to I left out the campus options, and we wanted everything in one building. And so we went out, we took our tours, we did our due diligence, and she selected a fantastic place, and she moved into assisted living, and long-term care, again, is available. And so that's I actually shared that story with the person whose aunt is 93, and he thought that was a great, great idea. Then we have all of our bases covered. And again, but see what happens if we have a crisis and we didn't see that one coming and we just have to react. There's no problem. I work with clients like that all the time. We didn't think we needed any help, and all of a sudden we had a fall, and all of a sudden everything has changed and now we do need help. That's great. I work with clients all the time. So let me explain how my firm, Senior Care Consulting, operates. And again, if we can be proactive, that is an ideal situation. So Senior Care Consulting, first of all, we offer a free consultation. And I want to just throw that out there and let you know. And we can have a discussion about your needs and how our firm can help you through that search and selection process. But if we decide to move forward, It's very, very methodical, very transparent. The first step is we conduct a proprietary geriatric care assessment. And what that is we ask a lot of questions, and we're building a care profile, which is a detailed description of exactly what we're looking for on your behalf, exactly what you need. And we need to answer the big five questions. We actually figure out a lot more than that. But we need to really need to know the level of care, the type of care, the payment methods, because this stuff is really expensive. We have a good conversation on that. We need to know our location parameters. We all want to be as close as we can be, but the question is, how far are you willing to drive for the best care? That's an important question. And then any personal preferences and needs that are very specific to you and your situation. We also determine a lot of other information, but we have to know the big five, I call it, to conduct an effective research within the market to identify our top options. So then, again, with that care profile, then we research the entire marketplace, and we narrow it to our top options. And then the next step, this is exactly what I did for my own grandparents many, many years ago. The next step is we'll go out and we'll take a tour of our top options. And when we're there, we're going to see everything that we need to see. And then I ask a lot of questions that, frankly, most of my clients would never even know to ask. I've been an administrator of long-term care communities, assisted living communities, memory care communities. So I look at this, I think, a little bit differently than most folks. So I ask a lot of questions that are super, super helpful and beneficial to my clients, gather a lot of information. We're in and out of each place in about an hour or maybe less. So the whole thing, we're done before 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Let me just put that in perspective. My clients spent 3 or 4 hours going through the search and selection process. People doing it on their own, if they're trying to do the research and their homework and trying to get it right, are spending 50.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Much of the country remains in the grips of a major Arctic blast that has sent record low temperatures, even into parts of the deep south. Millions at risk of potentially dangerous cold as storms continue to dump snow from coast to coast. National Weather Service says wind chills could plummet as low as minus 70 in Montana and the Dakotas. Upstate New York could see nearly 2 feet of snow, while further south portions of Arkansas, Mississippi, and Tennessee are bracing for 4 to 6 inches of the white stuff. Meanwhile, in Iowa, where there's snow on the ground and also some really frigid temperatures, the GOP holding its caucuses on Monday night, former President Trump, the front runner in the race, hopes people aren't deterred by the weather.
We have a lot of people here. If this is any indication, the storm has had zero effect. Zero. This is tremendous. Well, as I say, you're very hardy people.
Meanwhile, national political reporter Meg Kinnard reports with just hours to go, many caucus goers indicating they're still undecided.
Iowa voters know that all the attention of the country and potentially even the world is on them ahead of the GOP caucuses. Some of them already committed to who they're going to support. Some have told me they are still waiting to make up their mind, that it may come down for them to Monday night itself, to hearing from their friends and their neighbors as to which campaigns they were supporting.
An Oklahoma City suburb got rattled by a series of at least 6 earthquakes earlier this weekend. U.S. Geological Survey reports the preliminary magnitudes of the 2 quakes in Edmond registered 4.1 and 4.3. No injuries or any damage reported. Yemen Houthi rebels fired an anti-ship cruise missile toward an American destroyer in the Red Sea. The U.S. fighter jet shot the missile down. More news and analysis, townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, RELIEF. relieffactor.com.
The Los Angeles police chief is retiring.
Chief Michael Moore made the unexpected announcement Friday. His tenure will end in February. Moore had been chief since 2018. He had been reappointed last year for a second term as chief to begin planning for the 2028 Olympics in Los Angeles. The department has faced several controversies during Moore's time. He's been a police officer for more than four decades. Moore says he and his wife plan to move closer to their out-of-state daughter. Keith Peters reporting.
A record high tide in Maine washed away three historic fishing shacks that had stood since the 1800s and formed the backdrop of countless photographs. A passerby visiting Fisherman's Point at Willard Beach in South Portland on Saturday captured video footage of the last two shacks sliding into the ocean. The shacks predate the city's incorporation after they were first built along the shore. Breaking news at townhall.com. Fishing regulators being sued by a group of lobster fishermen.
The fishermen claim that new electronic monitoring requirements designed to protect rare whales are unconstitutional. The new rules went into effect December 15th and require fishermen with federal lobster fishing permits to install 24-hour electronic tracking devices on their boats. The Maine Department of Marine Resources has promoted the new rule as a way to collect better data that can benefit the fishery and help save the vanishing North Atlantic right whale. Five lobstermen who are members of the Lobster Fishing Union filed a lawsuit in federal court. John Scott reporting.
About 21 million children likely to receive food benefits this summer through a newly permanent federal program. 35 states, all five U.S. territories, and four Native American tribes opting in for the Summer Electronic Benefits Transfer, known as Summer EBT. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted Parejo from the farms of AJ Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Huff. It's a weekend. That means the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies, putting that all together for you. Each weekend is my job. 877-726-8255, our number. That number avails you an opportunity to come directly into the doctor's office and pose a question or share a comment. 877-726-8255. And we got lots of time to field your questions. Plus, we have some recorded questions because 877-726-8255 is also a number that you can call during the week anytime you like and record a question. So this morning, an unexpected boon for me because there's been some really wet weather and a big tropical wave hit the Northeast, drenching a lot of water. Somebody actually took pictures of my lawn out on Long Island, and it is inundated with a high tide, but fortunately none of the water got into the house. But in the wake of the tropical weather, there has been a surge in temperatures here in Manhattan. I was able to go out and run in my shorts. Imagine that. middle of January, while people are freezing in the Midwest with sub-zero temperatures, actually sub-zero Fahrenheit, not just centigrade, with blizzards and snowstorms here in New York, it's quite balmy in anticipation of the cold wave that's going to hit later in the week. Well, that's winter for you. So a nice run. It was a great reprieve from the tedious running that I do inside on the treadmill this time of year. 877-726-8255, our number. And a big story in the news, medical story in the news, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin treated for prostate cancer severe infection. That is according to the Pentagon. But too little too late in terms of disclosure, because it was said that he went in for a minor procedure around New Year's. And when you think minor procedure, I thought, well, he's having a minor procedure, but it was all shrouded in mystery. I thought, well, maybe he's getting some Mohs surgery for skin cancer. That's a minor outpatient procedure. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe he's having some sort of bunion surgery, you know, on his foot. That's considered often outpatient surgery. But no, it's kind of big deal surgery. Prostatectomy, or surgery for removal of the prostate for prostate cancer, can be a big deal. And so was it appropriate for the Defense Secretary and people surrounding him in the Pentagon and perhaps White House liaisons, if they'd been aware of it, but maybe they weren't even aware of it, which is a real breach of protocol, because to say, yeah, we're going to be in the hospital for a day, no biggie, or not even let them know because it's the holiday. And maybe, I don't know, maybe there's a stigma attached to surgery on that certain part of your body that is a little bit, I don't know, maybe there's some shame associated with that or stigma. That shouldn't be the case. But immediately I thought, yeah, that minor surgery, that's probably prostate surgery. I don't know. I just had a feeling it was prostate surgery. And then everything was fine and rosy until a few days later, Lloyd Austin had to go back into the hospital and, in fact, was in the intensive care unit. And I thought at the time, okay, well, they didn't disclose what was going on, but he is in the ICU. The ICU is a big deal. But I thought, oh, he's a high-profile patient, and maybe they just put him in the ICU as a precaution. You know, because he's a kind of a high-value target. He's very important. They might have a very, very low threshold for putting him in the intensive care unit for monitoring, even for a relatively minor complication of the surgery. But no, he was in the intensive care unit. He was pretty sick because apparently he was suffering from sepsis, which is a body-wide infection that has to be treated with intravenous antibiotics. And, oh, by the way, at the same time, he had an intestinal obstruction. Things stopped working in his GI tract, and this can quickly go to something called septic shock, which is really a way to go down that slippery slide towards death. And so, yes, indeed, it turns out that he had quite a bout in the intensive care unit. And so, what's going on here? Well, they tend to minimize the effects of prostate cancer surgery, prostatectomy. But as they looked it up, complication rates range, depending on the study that you're looking at, from as low as 3% to as high as 17%. It can be a big deal. And I actually have a friend and colleague who tragically lost his life in his early 60s after going for, quote, routine prostate surgery, a minor surgery done in Israel at one of the top hospitals in Israel where high-tech medicine is king. Unfortunately, one of the things they do in order to isolate the prostate and prevent damage to the bladder is they actually pump you full of water. It's saline. It's supposed to be the same salinity as blood, so that you don't get into a high or low sodium state, because that could be dangerous for the body. But they actually pump you up via a catheter with a certain amount of water. And what happened tragically with him is they gave him too much, and it resulted in irreversible brain damage. And he was in a coma for many, many months before he succumbed. And because of the religious laws in Israel, they don't pull the plug. They have zero tolerance for pulling the plug on people. So he languished in a coma for many, many months, I think perhaps even years, before, with essentially in a brain-dead state before he passed away. This from simple, minor, quotation marks, prostate surgery. And I'm not here to scare folks about prostate surgery. I'm just saying that it is not a minor undertaking. And there's this new way of doing it. It's robotic laparoscopic surgery with fancy gadgets that enable doctors to... It's almost like doing some sort of fancy computer game where you use 3D goggles to look at what you're doing. It involves very, very expensive equipment. The robot arms actually perform the surgery. The surgery is not done, you know, by AI or something. There has to be a human operator, and it requires a high degree of skill to do it. But it's a procedure that hospitals have been sold on, and it involves expensive gadgetry. And then, in a toe-to-toe comparison, the old-fashioned way of doing it, which is via an incision just above the pubic bone, that's the old way, suprapubic prostatectomy, the way it was done for many, many decades before. In a toe-to-toe comparison, it really didn't improve outcomes. It's just a fancy new gadget that enables surgeons to do the surgery without the old-fashioned scalpel and sutures reaching into the pelvic area and slicing and dicing the prostate. So the moral of the story is not that no one should ever undertake prostatectomy, but that it is potentially a big deal. And that it also points out that when we screen for prostate cancer in men, we shouldn't go immediately to the most radical solution. There are cases where prostate cancer is so aggressive and so advanced that you have to take the prostate out. But short of that, there's active surveillance along with lifestyle change, certain supplements can be very, very helpful at forestalling the need or even avoiding the necessity of invasive treatments. There's also other alternatives, radiation treatments, various cryoablation, freezing, and other ways of treating prostate problems that potentially are less invasive. But side effects do include infection, because look, everything, this is a delicate area of the body where a lot of structures are close together. The nerves that are associated with erection and sexual performance are right there. The tube that allows individuals to urinate is right there. The bladder is there. And during the surgery, apparently some bacteria may have tracked its way up the urethra and up into the kidneys, and that's when sepsis can occur. It's not a rare complication of prostate surgery. After prostate surgery, you generally have to use a catheter for a while, and the catheter can also cause a higher rate of infection. If you have underlying diabetes, you're more prone to that. So this is not entirely unforeseeable, and something that the White House and the Defense Department and the Pentagon should have been aware of when Austin checked in. A real breach of protocol, and not the way that it should have gone down. An unfortunate cluster something happened, but not completely unforeseeable. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Jumpstart your healthy resolutions with reduced pricing on all my favorite supplements from Thorne. Right now, my entire curated selection of Thorne supplements is 20% off, including Thorne's cutting-edge brain support formula, Cinequel. I've added Cinequel to my personal daily regimen to fight off cognitive decline. Cinequel is rich in the best researched ingredients that help support brain function. Its active ingredients help maintain cellular energy production, encourage a healthy balance of inflammatory cytokines, provide energy to fuel the nerves, support neurotransmitter production, and protect against oxidative stress. It's available in two strengths, Cinequel for everyday maintenance and Cinequel Plus, which provides higher amounts of specific nutrients for shorter-term support after impact-related head injury. Just go to DearHoffman.com/Thorn for 20% off Cinequel, as well as my entire curated selection of Thorn products. That's DearHoffman.com/Thorn. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at the Queen Dragons or visit www.queenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Backed by popular demand, fresh and local flower powered by Pinnacle, Shasta County's premier local cultivator. Package fresh and daily with a wide variety and best prices and deals in town. And they can package larger sizes and quantities on site. Available only at the Queen of Dragons Dispensary. Winter hours are Monday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and they deliver. 530-276-9771.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Well, as purpose. So of the companies that we surveyed, what we refer to as visionary vanguards, they are taking transformative action. They're using digital technologies and data, and they're integrating sustainability into their investment cases to help transform to the digital energy company of the future.
If oil and gas companies stay focused on implementing data-based decision-making, embedding AI and automation in the business, and aligning sustainability goals with digital transformation, they will be on their way to becoming the digital energy companies of the future. To learn more, visit ibm.com/IBV.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Biden still wants more of your money. This time, it's called a perpetuity tax. The more you make, the more you pay in, even though you get taxed already from your income. Small businesses will get whacked without seeing the money they actually put in. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number is 877-726-8255, and that means you can call in anytime during the show. And if you can't call in during the show, maybe you're shopping or maybe you're cleaning up or, you know, maybe just don't have access to a phone, well, you can call 877-726-8255 anytime during the week and record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
I'd like to ask a question about hyperparathyroidism, which is what I have been diagnosed. Endocrinologic surgeon has recommended surgery, and he plans to remove possibly three of my parathyroid glands. I'd like to find out, is there anything else that can be done about this, or do I need to go ahead and submit to the surgery? I've done a lot of research, and I don't see a lot of supplementation or any type of medication that could treat it. So I'd like for you to weigh in on this. I will probably go ahead and proceed with the surgery because I feel terrible right now.
Yeah, okay, so hyperparathyroidism is a condition where there's high blood calcium, and the mnemonic that they taught us in medical school, mnemonics are helpful for memorizing stuff, is bones, stones, moans, and groans. Okay, so bones, you get osteoporotic because all the calcium leaches out of your bones, goes into your blood, leaving high blood calcium but low calcium in your bones. Stones, you get stone deposition in your kidneys. Moans, you can get abdominal pain associated with this. And groans, well, psychic groans, because people feel psychologically bent out of shape when they have high blood calcium. And the condition is caused by a tumor, not a cancerous tumor that's going to spread and potentially kill you, but a benign tumor where there's overproduction of parathyroid hormone, or PTH, by one of the four tiny parathyroid glands that sit on top of your thyroid. That's why they're called parathyroids. And so the common treatment for that is to remove, not all of them, because you need some of them to continue to regulate your calcium, but to remove the ones that are the so-called hot ones that are overproducing PTH and thus causing you to have high calcium. And what's interesting about this condition is that often it's in association with low vitamin D. So a rookie mistake that some doctors make is they say, oh, this is due to this is the body's way of coping with a low vitamin D. Let's give this person vitamin D. But actually, it's the body is adjusting to the high calcium by lowering the vitamin D. You know, so it's actually not the cause, it's an effect of high PTH. And so the strategy of using high-dose vitamin D to treat this is not valuable because you've got these little tumors independently producing parathyroid hormone. The only way to do it, to treat it, to get rid of it, is to undertake this delicate surgery. Surgeons specialize in this. This is almost, you know, the only thing they do because it's a very delicate type of surgery. But it's the way to alleviate your problem. And then once you've had that done, you can check your vitamin D levels and see if they come back to normal. Because often you get a misleading reading with a vitamin D level that appears low when your calcium is high. But that's not the cause of the problem. That's an effect of the problem. So got to, you know, prudent of you to undertake the surgery because there's no workaround. You got to get treated ultimately. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. We'll be right back.
This report is sponsored by IBM. Oil and gas companies are constantly adapting to a rapidly changing landscape. IBM's Institute for Business Value surveyed 2,000 executives in 25 countries for the Digital Energy Company of the Future study. What they learned is that price volatility, aging infrastructure, and more are in a balancing act with increased customer expectations and disrupted ecosystems. Phil Spring, IBM Consulting Energy and Resources Leader.
For these companies, this is about transitioning to a future of low-carbon energy and products, but it is also about value and profit as well as purpose. So of the companies that we surveyed, what we refer to as visionary vanguards, they are taking transformative action. They're using digital technologies and data, and they're integrating sustainability into their investment cases to help transform to the digital energy company of the future.
If oil and gas companies stay focused on implementing data-based decision-making, embedding AI and automation in the business, and aligning sustainability goals with digital transformation, they will be on their way to becoming the digital energy companies of the future. To learn more, visit ibm.com/IBV.
Have you heard about PodFest yet? It's the world's largest continuous in-person podcasting event in Orlando, Florida, and you got to check it out. Richard Gearhart here, and I want to tell you about an event that we're going to that we're super excited about. Yes, PodFest Expo 2024 is coming soon, a huge podcasting festival in Florida, and it's their 10th anniversary. Go to podfestexpo.com and use the code GearhartLaw for your ticket. Whether you have a podcast and want to meet other podcasters, you're thinking of starting a podcast yourself, or you provide support to podcasters, this is the place to be in 2024. Meet the people who are shaping and influencing the podcasting industry, and join PodFest as they also host the Podcasting Hall of Fame. The dates are January 25th through the 28th, 2024, and we'd love for you to join us in meeting podcasters from around the globe. The diverse cast of speakers means there's something for everyone. The learning and networking will be amazing. Throw in a couple of parties just for fun, and you have the podcasting event of the year. Go to PodFestExpo.com to get your ticket now. Use the code GearhartLaw for a special discount. Elizabeth and I hope to meet you there.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Umpqua Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring live animals showcasing their natural survival techniques used for hunting, foraging, adapting, and surviving in the wild. This educational animal show features mammals, reptiles, and free-flying birds. Saturdays from 2 to 2:30 inside the Mill Building at Turtle Bay. Included with paid admission, free for members. Great for animal enthusiasts of all ages. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number. And there have been a lot of questions for me lately about the impact of soy on breast cancer. And soy is a controversial subject because there's some knocks on soy. A lot of soy is GMO. Soy is a goitrogen. Some people are allergic to soy. Some people have digestive problems with soy because soy contains trypsin inhibitors, which inhibit the breakdown of especially protein in the digestive tract. And so soy is a controversial subject, but soy also contains isoflavones and other substances that may have a blocking effect, especially on hormonal cancers. And that's why they've been investigated thoroughly in relationship to breast cancer and prostate cancer. And here comes one of the most thorough studies about it. But I have to say, this is a question that has plagued us for a long time. I remember sitting on a panel back in the early 90s. I was invited as the only nutritionist. It was a panel on breast cancer, and there were a lot of eminent breast cancer surgeons and oncologists, and then they wanted to get a nutritional perspective. And even then, we were aware about the potential for isoflavones to be protective, and we looked particularly at are called epidemiological studies, studies in countries like Japan where there's an enormous consumption of soy, and the fact that there's far less in the way of breast cancer, far less in the way of prostate cancer. There are also a lot of other lifestyle factors and maybe genetic factors that make Japanese women less prone to breast cancer. But convincing evidence is from studies that show what happens when Japanese migrate to the United States, especially in Hawaii, where there's a large Japanese population. And they begin to have the same rates of breast cancer as non-Japanese women because of their diets. So there really is something to it. And now comes a big study. It's an international study where investigators in Australia, Denmark, England, Norway, and the U.S. reviewed 22 studies that examined the impact of dietary intake of not just soy, but also lignans, which are compounds found in a variety of plants, including seeds and nuts. Flaxseed, very high source of lignans. And so sprinkle some flaxseed on your salad or use some high lignan flaxseed oil in your shake. Also, they looked at cruciferous and cabbage family vegetables and green tea and evaluated their impact on breast cancer recurrence and death, as well as death from all other causes, because what's the point if you're, you know, preventing breast cancer if you die anyway, or if for some untoward reason your risk of death increases? So a bunch of studies on soy isoflavones, some on cruciferous vegetables, two on green tea, three on lignans. And so they concluded that soy isoflavones were associated with a 26% reduced risk of breast cancer recurrence. And the results were most notable among postmenopausal survivors, which is good news because that's the majority of women with breast cancer. The greatest risk reduction was seen as 60 milligrams per day. Okay, that's not very helpful. But to translate, that's the equivalent to 2 to 3 servings per day One serving equates to a cup of soy milk, 3 ounces of tofu, or a half cup of cooked soybeans. So that's a fairly robust amount of soy. There was a reduced risk of dying, but it was smaller, just 12%, and not statistically significant. Okay, so they also look at enterolactones. It's a compound metabolized from lignans. High levels are found in flax seeds, cashew nuts, broccoli, and Brussels sprouts. Oh, my goodness, I must be floating in enterolactones because I eat all those things. They found that the risk of breast cancer-specific death was reduced by 28%, and the risk of dying from any other cause was reduced by 31%. I'll take that. So that proved helpful. Then they looked at green tea, consumption of green tea. They found a reduction in the risk of breast cancer recurrence by 44% in women with stage 1 or stage 2 breast cancer. So this is in the aftermath of a breast cancer diagnosis. You had 44% reduction. That's pretty significant. The greatest effect was seen from consuming 3 to 5 cups per day and from 5 or more cups per day. Now, I can't drink that much green tea, so I take green tea capsules. And that's one way of getting concentrated EGCG, which may be the secret sauce for breast cancer prevention. And I prescribe it to women who, many women come to me after a breast cancer diagnosis, and they are told, you know, basically, we're going to keep monitoring you and, you know, go on with your life. But we try to do prevention. It's called secondary prevention. After an initial disease, you want to make sure it doesn't recur. Primary prevention is preventing it in the first place, but once you've had it, secondary prevention can be important. And there is definitely a protocol that can be used to reduce the risk of recurrence from breast cancer, prostate cancer. Very workable. Among those who consumed lignans prior to breast cancer diagnosis, there was a 34% risk reduction in dying of cancer and a 19% risk of reduction from dying of anything. They did not get statistically significant results on cruciferous vegetables because perhaps the average intake was relatively low in these studies, less than a half cup per day. So they could not really draw any conclusions about cruciferous vegetables, which are highly touted for their anti-cancer effects. And I really think there's something there, but this study did not find it. So now, one of the things that the study did not do, and this is important, is it depends on the type of breast cancer you have. And if you have hormone-responsive breast cancer, estrogen-positive, progesterone-positive, or if you have what's called triple-negative, which means there's no receptor, hormone receptor activity detected on biopsy, they did not distinguish between those types of cancer. They also didn't answer an important question, which is if you've gone your entire life as an American not eating any soy, then all of a sudden you get breast cancer, you get religion, and you start eating lots and lots of edamame and tofu and tempeh and drink soy milk and take isoflavone pills, whether or not that is an effective way of reducing your risk of recurrence. It may be that a lifetime of consuming moderate amounts of soy exerts the protective effect, and that getting religion later, after a diagnosis, may not impact outcomes from breast cancer or may even be deleterious in some cases because there is a hormonal effect from isoflavones. That question remains to be answered. 877-726-8255 our number. You know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature and pain control, and inflammatory and immune responses. The CBD brand that I take and where I source cannabidiol and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation to their Reserve Collection, a sleep gummy. Reserve Collection is a specially curated blend of full-spectrum cannabinoids, which is rich and bold. Reserve Collection products are for when intense support is needed. Reserve Sleep Gummies Build on their unique reserve collection formula with effective sleep-focused ingredients to better prepare you for bed each night. Wake up feeling refreshed, energized, and ready to take on the day with Reserve Sleep Gummies. All of Plus CBD's products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Reserve Collection Sleep Gummies. And I take them, and I think they're really great. And I got to tell you, it's winter, and it's darker, and it's colder, and I am sleeping up a storm. I'm really relishing my sleep, and not waking up hungover, waking up refreshed and energized. You know, after I work out a few kinks in the morning with some morning stretches, I'm ready to get up and go. So you've got sleep problems, this may be your answer. 877-726-8255, our number. All right, when people get COVID, and COVID is more of a minor problem these days, I generally stay away from recommending Paxlovid to my patients. But, you know, occasionally I get an email, patient came down with COVID, they're not going to come to the office, but they want advice, what should I take? And one of the things I tell them to take, in addition to more vitamin D and vitamin C and zinc, is quercetin. Quercetin has been shown to have a beneficial effect in early COVID. And there's a new study. It's a small study. But participants received 500 milligrams of quercetin 3 times daily for 1 week and 2 times daily for week 2 as an add-on to standardized care. Let's see, 108 participants. It's a pretty big study. Pretty big study for a study on natural products. And the outcome that was assessed was the time needed to achieve a negative PCR test and improvements in acute symptoms. And what they found was that clinical resolution of acute symptoms occurred more frequently in the treatment group, 52% versus 24%. So double the recovery rate. And so the good news is that whether or not they took quercetin, this strain of COVID is milder because both groups seem to fare equally well at the 2 week mark, most patients being free of symptoms. So suggestion is consider quercetin. You know, you take it frequently, relatively non-toxic, well-tolerated. Also consider melatonin. Melatonin at moderate doses, 5, 10 milligrams. It's a little more than you would take for sleep. Also seems to be helpful for reducing the inflammasome pathway that leads to symptoms and bad outcomes in COVID. So yeah, simple protocol, you know, you don't have to take a million different things, but quercetin should be one of them. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
At Essential Formulas, we provide the immune essentials for your family's health this winter. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and RegActive. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is recognized as a worldwide leader in probiotic digestive health. Since 70% of your immune cells reside in your gut, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics have an impressive effect on immune health too. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics contain over 500 postbiotic metabolites, shown to help support immune function. Certified vegetarian, free of gluten, dairy, and GMOs. A powerful immune option. RegActive formulas help boost levels of glutathione, the body's most essential antioxidant, which decreases as we age. Maintaining glutathione levels is key in overall health protection. Be proactive about your immune health. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and RegActive at natural health retailers and online today.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R.
Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
When it comes to dinner, you're looking for tasty, flavor, ample portions, choices, and great value in a cozy, clean, family-friendly environment. Guests tell us our home-style dinners deliver on all counts. Whether you choose chicken fried steak, house-made meatloaf, roasted turkey, or slow-cooked pot roast, you'll be full and satisfied in the best way possible. So make Black Bear Diner your January comfort dinner destination. Open daily at 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friends and co-hosts Ron Lim and Lenny Matthews for our show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here on Tuesday night at 6 p.m., brought to you by KNS Staffing Solutions.
530-605-4517.
24. Meet the people who are shaping and influencing the podcasting industry and join PodFest as they also host the Podcasting Hall of Fame. The dates are January 25th through the 28th, 2024, and we'd love for you to join us in meeting podcasters from around the globe. The diverse cast of speakers means there's something for everyone. The learning and networking will be amazing. Throw in a couple of parties just for fun, and you have the podcasting event of the year. Go to PodFestExpo.com to get your ticket now. Use the code GearHeartLaw for a special discount. Elizabeth and I hope to meet you there.
Why? Why do we ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right? The answer to why defines who we are. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see faith for my friends.
For my community.
For my family.
For each other.
Because all of this matters.
We all have something worth protecting. So why do you see safe? Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number, 877-726-8255, our number. And let's go to one of those recorded calls.
I would like to know the difference between taking NT Factor, True Niagen, and now I see another product called Cinequel. All of these products basically say they do the same thing, which is increase energy, protect cells from oxidation. I already take True Niagen. Do I really need all these products in addition to my list of basic supplements?
Okay, that's a great question, because there's a lot of information now that suggests that aging itself is a mitochondrial disease, that many conditions are the result of faulty energy production of the mitochondria in the heart, the brain, and the muscles. And so much of our performance and well-being is associated with efficient energy production. And there are some supplements that have a claim to fame in terms of supporting mitochondrial function. And all of these, I think, are in that category. So Let's first look at True Niagen. True Niagen is a product that I take, and it is nicotinamide riboside, which is something that fuels the NAD pathway in mitochondria, which is the way that the body synthesizes energy. And then there's Cinequel, which is one of our good sponsors, a product by Thorne, which contains the self-same nicotinamide riboside, but a little bit less. And it comes as a powder, and it's nice tasting. It also contains a bunch of things, some riboflavin, some magnesium, some branched-chain amino acids, some reduced glutathione, some curcumin, some DHA, some trans-resveratrol, coenzyme Q10. All of these may have an impact on mitochondrial function, but most importantly, it contains some ketones, beta-hydroxybutyrate, which actually is important for fueling brain function. So it's actually targeting the mitochondrial function in the brain, per se. And it's designed as a treatment for concussions, but it's also a preventive against neurodegenerative disease and potentially a treatment for neurodegenerative disease. And I take it as well, you know, even though there's some redundancy. So, and then finally, there's NT factor, and that's a unique ingredient, which is a glycolipid, which works on the cell membranes. And the idea there is that the cell has membranes, the mitochondria has membranes, and when those membranes deteriorate because of poor diet or aging, the function of cells and the function of mitochondria deteriorates. And so I hedge my bets by taking some NT factor as well. So these are complementary things, and this may be a good segue for me to announce that you can jumpstart your healthy resolutions with reduced pricing on all my favorite supplements from Thorne, makers of Cinequel. Right now, my entire curated selection of Thorne supplements is 20% off, including Thorne's cutting-edge brain support formula, Cinequel. I've added Cinequel to my personal daily regimen to fend off cognitive decline. Cinequel is rich in the best researched ingredients that support brain function. Its active ingredients help maintain cellular energy production, encourage a healthy balance of inflammatory cytokines, provide energy to fuel the nerves, support neurotransmitter production, and protect against oxidative stress. It's available in two strengths, Cinequel for everyday maintenance, which I take, or you can get Cinequel Plus, which provides higher amounts of specific nutrients for shorter-term support, say, after an impact-related head injury. Just go to drhoffman.com/thorn for 20% off Cinequel, as well as my entire curated selection of Thorne products. That's drhoffman.com/thorn, spelled T-H-O-R-N-E. Okay, so, yeah, all of the above. Question, do omegas help with depression in patients with high inflammation? We know that brain inflammation can affect brain energy production, and omega-3 supplements are inherently anti-inflammatory. So in this study, it was just out, Journal of Clinical Psychiatry, to compare omega-3 fatty acid administration versus placebo on inflammatory markers and symptoms of depression in depressed patients with a body mass index above 25. So overweight patients, more inflammation. That's one of the downsides of excess body fat, promotes inflammation. So what they found was that in depressed patients with a BMI above 25, now 25 is optimal. So most people, I would say 60% of Americans have a BMI, body mass index, above 25. So that's a majority of people. And most people, unfortunately, especially in middle age and above, are a little bit inflamed. And the inflammation doesn't just attack your joints, it attacks your brain. And an inflamed brain is often a depressed brain. They found that 4 grams of EPA per day lowered inflammation and significantly lowered symptoms of depression. They recruited 61 non-medicated patients, and they gave them 4 grams of EPA per day. Now, keep in mind, this is a relatively high dose. I think some of the studies suggest, oh, you take one pill a day. That's a gram. That's 1,000 milligrams. Here they gave 4 grams, 4,000 milligrams, and they got good results in terms of depression. So Patients with depression, especially patients who are inflamed, especially with excess body weight, definitely consider high-dose EPA as a way of alleviating.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 50% of all American adults and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost one-third of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure, or hypertension, is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risks. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically shown to support healthy blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109 is available at natural health stores nationwide and online.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The final weekend campaigning in Iowa over for Republican presidential hopefuls before 2024 voting begins on Monday.
Ahead of Monday's caucuses, Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley braved the elements on Saturday, stumping for votes in a state hit by blizzard conditions. Both candidates trail Donald Trump in the polls and are hoping for a solid finish, if not a last-minute surprise, to give them momentum into New Hampshire and beyond. Meanwhile, frigid, wintry weather forced the former president to cancel his two in-person rallies on Saturday. Monday's weather is expected to be the coldest for any caucus day in history. Greg Clugston, Washington.
As for elections, in general, editor-at-large for The Spectator, Ben Domenech, says younger voters seem to be the most optimistic about America's prospects for the future.
I think that those people, having lived through as much strife as they have over the past 25 years or so, basically from 9/11 onward, you have actually a little bit more of an optimistic, hopeful attitude.
Domenech tells the Salem Radio Network younger voters associate hope with the eventual replacement of old guard Democrats like Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden. White House says it's the right time for Israel to scale back their military offensive in the Gaza Strip, even as Israeli leaders vow to intensify their operation against the territory's ruling Hamas militant group. The comments Sunday exposed the growing differences between close allies on the 100th day of the war. Four people have been killed in a crash landing of a hot air balloon in Arizona. One person was critically injured. The balloon carried 13 people, eight of whom were skydivers, and when they jumped out, the balloon began to experience trouble with imbalance. News and analysis at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older.
but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, relief, relieffactor.com.
The European Union says Microsoft's multi-billion-dollar investment in ChatGPT maker OpenAI could trigger a merger investigation.
The EU's executive branch says it's checking whether Microsoft's investment in OpenAI might be reviewable under regulations covering mergers and acquisitions that would harm competition in the 27-nation bloc. The review could lead to a formal investigation into whether the deal should be unconditionally cleared, allowed with concessions from the companies, or blocked. Britain's antitrust watchdog opened a similar review last month.
Jeremy House reports antitrust enforcers in the U.S. also signaled concerns about competition in the AI industry. OpenAI has received several rounds of funding from Microsoft, including a multi-billion-dollar investment just last year. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Louisiana's newly inaugurated lawmakers set to convene for a special session.
The focus of the session beginning Monday is to redraw the state's congressional map. Lawmakers may also explore new Supreme Court districts and moving away from the state's unique so-called jungle primary system. Republican Governor Jeff Landry has carved out 14 items the legislature can discuss. He called for that special session only a few hours after taking office. Jason Walker reporting.
North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum endorsed former President Trump's comeback bid for the White House ahead of Monday's Iowa caucuses. Burgum appeared on stage with Mr. Trump at a rally Sunday in Indianola. His endorsement comes just over a month after Burgum ended his own long shot campaign for the Republican presidential nomination. Be sure to check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This report is sponsored by IBM. Oil and gas companies are constantly adapting to a rapidly changing landscape. IBM's Institute for Business Value surveyed 2,000 executives in 25 countries for the Digital Energy Company of the Future study. What they learned is that price volatility, aging infrastructure, and more are in a balancing act with increased customer expectations and disrupted ecosystems. Phil Spring, IBM Consulting Energy and Resources Leader.
For these companies, this is about transitioning to a future of low-carbon energy and products, but it's also about value and profit as well as purpose. So of the companies that we surveyed, what we refer to as visionary vanguards, they are taking transformative action. They're using digital technologies and data, and they're integrating sustainability into their investment cases to help transform to the digital energy company of the future.
If oil and gas companies stay focused on implementing data-based decision-making, embedding AI and automation in the business, and aligning sustainability goals with digital transformation, they will be on their way to becoming the digital energy companies of the future. To learn more, visit IBM.com/IBV.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and coming up this time around, we'll have the conclusion of a holiday episode of the Phil Harris and Alice Faye Show. And then later, it's Raymond Burr as Captain Lee Quince, based at Fort Laramie. Yes, before Burr started on television as defense attorney Perry Mason, he was a busy radio actor. Not a surprise considering the deep, distinctive, and authoritative voice that the Canadian-born actor possessed. Ah, but that is not until later. Because at the end of our previous show, we indeed were in the midst of a New Year's Day episode of Harrison Faye. It seems Phil thinks his future is guaranteed as the next great concert singer. As we resume, you'll not only hear wife Alice Faye, but also Walter Tetley as Julius, who will make a joke about Jeanette McDonald and Nelson Eddy, a famed crooning tandem who appeared in 8 films together in the 1930s and 40s. Be sure to also listen for Elliot Lewis's Frankie, with a guest appearance by Bob Sweeney. It's from New Year's Day, 1950.
Mi belle bon ma da da di da da dum ba 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 bi ba bi ba 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 ba.
Well, my B flat scale is in perfect shape. Say, Alice, what time is that voice coach coming over?
He'll be here any minute. Now look, Phil. I called John Crown. He's one of the finest voice coaches in the country. And he's coming over here to tell you you have a bad voice, so please listen to
him. Okay, I'm going to be... What do you mean he's coming over here to tell me I have a bad voice? You have the bad voice. He hasn't heard me yet. Nobody can tell I got a bad voice until they hear me. What's bad voice?
Oh, honey. Phil, I don't mean you have a bad voice, but it isn't of concert quality, believe me. The very thought of you trying it worries me.
Well, there's no need for you to worry, just because it's the end of the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show. Now, when I start my new program,
what I'll... What new program?
The Rexall Concert Hour. Starring Philip Harris and Margaret Truman.
Truman is going to take my place, huh?
But don't you fret, Alicia. Don't you fret, because I'll manage to find a place for you as third soprano in the choir. Or if you prefer to take up the bassoon, I think I have a bassoon that'll fit you. And now, if you'll excuse me, my dear, I must get my voice in shape, please. Hey, Remley, will you hurry up with that throat spray, huh?
I'll have it ready in a few minutes.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, I can hear me and Miss Truman doing a duet now. When I'm calling you, will you answer to... alone, Julius.
The name is Nelson. Shall we continue, Jeanette? At this time, let's make it a walk so we can dance the last chorus.
Be quiet, kid.
Don't interrupt, Julius. Mr. Harris is rehearsing for the concert stage.
Oh, no!
Oh, yes. I'm thinking of making my debut next week. Or maybe I'll make my debut in a fortnight. 9 days. At the Philharmonic Auditorium, if you please, and I'll be a sensation.
No doubt. I guarantee you set a new record for the auditorium.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised. Hey, what's the record at the auditorium now?
The last time I was there, the sign said the place could be emptied in 5 minutes, but I bet you cut it in half.
Never mind, you little can stacker. I happen to have a very fine voice. All my voice needs is somebody to train it.
I know just the guy.
Who?
Frank Buck.
Let me tell you something, wise guy. Now, if you insist on hanging around here, you better make yourself useful. Now, go in the kitchen and see what's taking Remley so long with my throat spray. I got to get my voice warmed up.
Come in the kitchen. We'll hold it over the gas. Oh, I got to prevent this. I can't let them do this to music lovers. Hi, Mr. Remley.
Oh, hi, Ken.
And Mr. Remley, I just heard the bad news about Mr. Harris going in for concert singing.
Yeah, ain't it awful? But don't worry, Julius. I'm going to save my pal from making a fool of himself. When that voice coach gets here, Curly won't be able to open his mouth.
How do you know?
I'm mixing the throat spray.
Oh, allow me to help. prison.
I don't want to kill him. I just want to slow him down a little. I got the spray almost prepared. All I got to add are these three soothing ingredients.
What are they?
Alum, plaster of Paris, and rubber cement.
A splendid concoction. When this stuff hardens, he won't be able to open his yap.
Precisely, Doctor. Well, it's all ready. Now all we have to do is spray Curly's throat every time he opens his mouth, and then
Hey, Remley, what's taking you so long to get the throat spray ready?
It's all prepared. It's all prepared. Open your mouth.
Oh, you got it, huh? Okay. Hey, that stuff tastes good.
Glad you like it. Here, have one for the road.
All right, I've had enough.
Not if you're still able to open your mouth. Give him a booster shot, Mr. Remley. Phil. Oh, Phil.
Yeah, honey.
Oh, Mr. Crown has just arrived. Here he is.
Ah, at last, my voice coach is here. Cut it out, Remley. I've had enough, I told you.
Mr. Crown, this is my husband, Mr. Harris.
How do you do, Mr. Harris? Your wife has told me all about you, and I'm very anxious to hear your voice.
And I don't blame you, Mr. Crown. You have a great treat in store for you. When I sing on the road to Mandalay, you'll hear what is probably the most gorgeous backbone in this part of the country, which has ever been full voice when I sing on the road to Mandalay.
I beg your pardon?
I said when I sing on the road to Mandalay.
Yes, Frankie, what's wrong with him?
It's his age, Alice.
Yeah, he's got high hardening of the arteries.
Please, I can't waste my time, Mr. Harris. I came to hear your voice, so please let me hear it.
Well, darn it, just one point of two.
Stop horsing around, Curly. Stop it now. Sing on the road to Mandalay for the man.
All right, let me come by. Stop to it. Right away.
Yeah, he forgot the voice. Let's help him out.
Well, you
Mr.
Okay.
On the road to Mandalay.
Where the flying
fish
play.
And the dawn. This is ridiculous. I'm leaving.
And a happy new year to everyone and to the biggest little town in the South, Galveston, Texas, where they're having their Oleander Bowl tomorrow, New Year's Day, with two great teams, McMurray College and Missouri Valley College. Good luck down there and happy new year, everybody.
Happy new year,
Thanks
everybody.
Thanks for listening to us. Thank you.
Broadcast on New Year's Day 1950, that indeed an episode of the Phil Harris and Alice Faye program with Elliot Lewis as Frankie Remley and Walter Tetley as Julius. You also hear Tetley from time to time as nephew Leroy on the Great Gildersleeve. And he used that permanent adolescent voice of his in cartoons, including spending time as Andy Panda on the Woody Woodpecker Show and as the little boy Sherman in the Sherman and Peabody segments on Rocky and Bullwinkle. Well, it's interesting that Phil at the end there did a little shout-out to college football and the scheduled Oleander Bowl held in Galveston, Texas. Well, that game was actually postponed, and at the end of the show, I'll explain why. Hey, I'm Greg Bell, and up next here on Win Radio Was, we'll ride into the Wild West and pay a visit to Wyoming and the U.S. Cavalry Outpost Fort Laramie, featuring Raymond Burr and Vic Perrin. It begins right after this.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
To Win Radio Was and the Wild West. This series had quite the pedigree, with the producer, director, and primary writers from the legendary CBS Western, Gunsmoke. But while Gunsmoke lasted for 10 years, Fort Laramie only aired for 10 months. All the productions, though, were first rate. Listen now for Virginia Gregg and the Return of Hattie Pelfrey, an episode penned by Kathleen Height, and also featuring Sam Edwards and Paul Dubov. Harry Bartell as Lieutenant Syberts, Jack Moyles as Major Daggett, Vic Perrin as Sergeant Gorse, and Raymond Burr as Captain Quince. It's from September 2nd, 1956.
At the gallop!
Fort Laramie, starring Raymond Burr as Captain Lee Quince. Specially transcribed tales of the dark and tragic ground of the wild frontier. The saga of fighting men who rode the rim of empire. And the dramatic story of Lee Quince, Captain of Cavalry.
They're peaceful as can be, Captain. I just checked their camp again.
They've been fed?
Yes, sir. Men have just finished feeding. Now, from all the records I've seen, I got the impression that the Arapaho were more warlike, like the Sioux and Cheyenne.
Mm-hmm.
But these Indians are... Am I bothering you, Captain?
Huh?
I say, if you're busy with something, I won't...
Oh, no, you're not bothering me, Mr. Syberts.
Yes, sir. About the Arapaho, I'm saying they don't seem very warlike to me.
These with us?
Yes, sir.
They're starving to death. That's why we're moving them. Now, where the devil did I put them?
Can I help you?
They're not in my pockets. I thought I might have put them in something in my saddle roll.
If you've lost something, Captain, I'll be glad to help you look.
Yeah, fine. You didn't see me putting any stuff together before we left Fort Laramie, did you?
Well, you packed up when I saw you.
I'd sure hate to lose him now. Put him in at the last minute knowing we'd be coming this way.
Them, Captain?
Sure, them. They come in pairs, always kept them in a little leather pouch, and thought you were going to help me look.
Well, I was. I am, only you haven't said what we're looking for.
The earrings.
Oh, the earrings?
I think I took them out of the pouch, but I got no memory for where I did put them.
Captain, there's a little leather pouch hanging from your gun belt.
Huh? Sure, that's it. I wanted them handy so I wouldn't have to look for them.
Yes, sir. You did say earrings.
Sure. Here, I'll show you. Kind of small, aren't they?
Well, they're nice, sir. Garnets, aren't they?
Oh, little ones. Littler than that are the little chip diamonds. In real bright sunlight, they got a little glint to them.
I think they're very nice, Captain.
Yeah.
I'll bet you're glad you found them, all right.
They were my mother's. Near to the only bright thing she ever owned, I guess.
You wanted to bring them along on this trip, especially.
Sure. Don't get up this way too often. Well, glad you spotted the pouch, Mr. Syberts.
Captain
Where
Quince...
do you suppose I'd find Harrison about now?
He was giving the mess sergeant a hand the last I saw him, but Captain...
Well, I'll find him. Wonder if it hurts much, Mr. Syberts.
Hurts, sir?
Pretty tender around the earlobe. Bet it hurts like sin to have him pierced.
I imagine it's very painful, Captain.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's one problem we don't have, Mr. Syberts. Harrison?
Yes, sir, Captain.
Come here. I want to show you something.
Yes, sir.
These mean anything to you?
Earbobs?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, they're right pretty, Captain. But they don't mean nothing to me.
Well, they should.
I sure ain't ever seen them before. I'd swear to that.
No, you've never seen them before. I see you still wear that ring you bought. St. Louis, wasn't it?
Yes, sir, St. Louis. But that was a spell ago, Captain, and you ain't figuring to strike up a trade.
Of course not.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. Mighty glad. Because I got no need for earbobs.
Oh, I promised him once, Harrison, a long time ago. You were there. I thought you'd remember.
I'm trying hard to recollect, Captain.
She took quite a shine to your ring. Stole it for a while. Then she said something about pretty's not being for her.
You talking about old Hattie, what's her name?
Mm-hmm, Hattie Pelfrey.
Why, that old buzzard. I clean forgot about her. She near killed us, Captain.
And then turned around and saved our lives. This is Hattie's country, Harrison. I figure her cabin can't be more than 5 miles to the east.
I'm remembering her now, something fierce. I carried you up to her cabin. You recollect you had that bad leg?
Yeah, I remember.
There you was, shot up to a fare thee well. And that old lady just stood there with a shotgun on us. And wouldn't let me bed you down till she took every bit of food and money and guns we had.
And our horses.
Them, too. And them Injuns, dog soldiers. Why, they was coming and going from her place to live long time we was there. Bringing her food and all. She was right friendly with the Injuns.
Arapaho.
You mean these same ones we're toting over to the Wind River Valley?
They're all Hattie's friends.
And I've been over there feeding them, seeing to the needs?
Well, Hattie's going to miss her friends. I thought we ought to ride over to her place first thing in the morning. Give her these earrings.
She was the meanest, most cantankerous old witch I ever saw. And she was a witch, Captain. More of that than a woman. I never in my life... Did you say ride over to her place?
Yep. Before we break camp in the morning.
You mean call on her proper? Like she was a great lady?
I promised her the earrings next time I came her way.
Well, I know, but... Why, Captain Quinn, she'd soon fire on you as look at you.
You're awful rough on an old lady, Harrison.
Old lady.
You coming with me voluntarily, or do I make it an order?
I tell you the truth, Captain. I'd sooner face the Sioux Nation armed with nothing but a toothpick.
We leave it sun up, Harrison. That is an order.
Yes, sir.
If you got any money on you, leave it in your ring with Sergeant Gorse. I'm riding there with these earrings and my carbine.
Getting a sick feeling just knowing we're getting near to old Hattie every minute.
You better ease up on your talk, Harrison. We're only about a quarter mile from her cabin. Chances are Hattie can hear every word you're saying.
Probably standing up on her perch watching us, too. I got a kind of instinct when I'm riding into a body's gun sight.
Oh, Hattie wouldn't shoot at this distance.
She's got buffalo guns. They'll shoot nearly a mile away.
Yeah, but she'd have to walk clean out here to fleece us after the shooting. Hattie'd consider that a waste of motion.
Captain, you gone soft on that old lady?
She's every bit as lovable as a polecat. But she did save our lives once, and I promised her the earrings.
It ain't that you trust her, then?
She's pure larceny and a little murder thrown in. No, I don't trust her. I'm just paying an old debt, Harrison.
Yes, sir.
Yep, that's the slant of her cabin just beyond the rise.
A man would be plumb foolish to ride straight up to a door.
Uh-huh.
The way she goes around thieving, she might have took a howitzer off an infantry regiment passing by.
She called you a ballin' calf once. I swear you're sounding more like one all the time.
Don't you fret yourself, Captain. Once we get around her, I'll be right quiet-like.
Oh, she ought to be within earshot now.
I can make out the door from here. It's open, sir.
Hattie? Hattie Palfrey?
Now, she ought to heard that, Captain.
Yeah, she should have. Come on, we'll lead our horses in.
But if a man was of a mind to get...
Dismount,
away,
Harrison.
Yes, sir.
All right, now, keep a sharp eye out. She wasn't one to stay quiet in her cabin.
I'm looking. Don't you think I'm not? Behind every rock, every blade of grass.
Hattie! Hattie!
Maybe she's off calling somewhere, Captain.
Well, only life near here was the Arapaho, and they're back at our camp.
But there was one friend in particular, remember? Sent her a side of beef whilst we was with her.
Yeah, Standing Bear.
Yeah, that's the one.
He was an Arapaho chief. I asked about him from the others. They told me he didn't last the winter. Died of the cold. Sure not a sign of her around.
Miss Palfrey? You around somewhere, Miss Palfrey?
Yeah, let's go inside, Harrison.
And leave the horses?
Tether the horses. I'm going in.
Yes, sir.
Hattie? This is awful. Jill. Just a rat, Harrison. I shot it.
Oh. Well, sure sounded like old times for a minute there, sir.
Yeah, the place is probably full of them.
Well, she was none too tidy when we was here, Captain. But she's let it go for fair now, ain't she?
Nothing human's lived here for a spell, not even Hattie.
Why, it's no more than a lean-to. Just crumbling. Everything's just crumbling. I wonder what's come of her.
I don't suppose we'll ever know that, Harrison. Well, we better get back to camp.
Yes, sir. She was right old, wasn't she, Captain?
Right old.
I tell you, she was a mean old critter. I didn't warm to her, and I feared her some. But I sure didn't wish her no harm.
Well, maybe you were right before. Maybe Hattie's off calling on her friend, Standing Bear.
You said he was dead, Captain.
Yeah, He is.
Morby, too, Captain?
They said over at headquarters that Major Daggett was over here expecting me.
Major Daggett sick?
I don't know. Went over to his office to give him my report. His orderly said they were expecting me at the hospital.
Sure hope nothing's wrong.
Well, I better find him. How's Morby getting along? Well,
he's fine.
His leg was broken, wasn't it?
Yeah, but it's mended.
Well, I'll try and look in on him. See you later, Gorse.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Major Daggett.
Captain. Lee, it's good to see you.
Good to see you, sir. But why over here at the hospital?
We can talk in Major Truck's office. You're worn out, aren't you?
Yeah, no more than anyone on the duty. 3 weeks is a long time.
Any trouble?
Moved kind of slow. They were a puny lot, the Arapaho. But we left them at Wind River better off than when we found them.
Oh, that's good. In here, Lee. All right, sit down. Make yourself comfortable.
You got someone sick, Major? Mary, is she sick?
Mary's fine, thanks.
Well, then...
Lee, ever since I've known you, I've had the impression that you have no people, no family.
That's right.
Your father died just before the war.
Couple months.
And your mother?
First winter of the war.
You went home, did you, when your mother died?
I didn't hear about it for almost a month. Word moved kind of slow then. Major, what's this about?
How did you hear about your mother?
Her minister wrote me a letter. It was written in ink, and the corporal who delivered it to me wore a bushy red mustache.
All right, Lee, all right. I'm not trying to make this hard on you, but this is peculiar business.
Yeah, it is.
There's a woman down the hall. Major Trucks put her in the isolation room. An old, old woman, Lee. And she says she's your mother.
She couldn't be.
It wouldn't seem so. I don't know how she got here, but she came about 3 days ago. Whoever she is, she's sick. Awful sick. You better talk to Major Trucks about her.
You're listening to Fort Laramie. We'll be right back with the second act right after this.
If I give my heart to you, will you handle it with care?
Fall head over heels with Melody of Love, Great 50s Love Songs, a 3-CD collection of 75 classic love songs brought to you by MusicRewind.com.
Writing love letters in the sand.
Whisper sweet nothings while listening to the original recordings of legendary performers from the 50s, including Tony Bennett, Elvis Presley, Perry Como, Patti Page, Nat King Cole, Dean Martin, Doris Day, Buddy Holly, and many more. Order Melody of Love, Great 50s Love Songs now at MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 and pay only $19.98. Plus, get a bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code LOVE77.
Somewhere along the way, take my hand.
Go to MusicRewind.com to get Melody of Love, Great 50s Love Songs, today for just $19.98. Or call 855-798-5556. Use promo code LOVE77 to save on shipping. That's MusicRewind.com. Or call 855-798-5556 now. Remember, promo code LOVE77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Now, the Small Business Breakdown from the Pat Miller Show.
America's Small Business Conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
Small business owners, we're in the news and it's not favorable. You see, the Supreme Court overturned President Biden's student loan forgiveness program. And those that were waiting for the forgiveness are mad at small business owners. They think that our PPP program was just a handout to fat cats, like we're all rich or something. If you hear someone say that, walk away from them, because they're rewriting history. The PPP program was for small business owners to pay our employees, or the loan wouldn't be forgiven. Last I checked, 48% of the country works for a small business. It was a critical way to keep the lights on and keep people working. Don't fall for the hype. The PPP program was great, and it saved a ton of jobs.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on the Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
And now back to Fort Laramie and the return of Hetty Pelfrey on When Radio Was.
You can look in on her, Captain. Let her know you're here. But don't excite her if you can help it.
You want to listen to me, Major?
Please, keep your voice down. I'll be in the ward if you need me.
I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy.
Hello, Sonny.
Well, Hattie, I might have known it would be you.
You got a kiss for your old ma, have you?
I'm not supposed to excite you. My name, the only one you could think of?
You don't think I'd breathe the name of that bawling calf you had with you last we met. Besides, I figured I owed it to myself and Mr. Pelfrey to have an officer for a son.
Addie, how do you figure to get by with this?
Well, Sonny, I'm getting by with it. I don't have to figure a thing about it. Might be the light in here, but you're looking downright seedy.
You got a looking glass?
Lousy, Sonny. I'm old and sick. You just made my acquaintance about 60 years late. I was a fine-looking young thing.
Yeah, I know you were. You, walked down here from your cabin, I suppose.
Rode partway. Walked. Crawled. Finally hooked on with a scrubby little wagon train.
Oh, no, you hate the Army, Hattie. How come you'd make your way here?
Now, where's an old woman like me gonna go when she's ailing? Standing Bear, he's dead.
I know.
I cut that bullet out of you. Saved your hide once, Sonny.
Yeah, you sure did that.
Look on it. It's your turn.
All right. I'll do that.
Yeah, you'd best run along now, Sonny. Let your old ma sleep. I declare, I'm wore thin.
All right, you sleep, Hattie. I'll look in on you later. Hattie. I almost forgot to give you the answer.
Understand, I'm not calling it a miracle, but the way that old lady's taken hold since you got back, Captain, well, it's an amazing thing to me.
Oh, she's a tough one, Hattie is.
The men are giving her a lot of attention. That helps her spirit, of course.
If it needs helping.
Captain, you're not eating much. Something on your mind?
Hattie, she takes my appetite.
Oh, I'm telling you, you can rest easy about her. She's going to make it.
She'll make it.
Not that that's any cause for me to rest easy.
I just don't understand you. Sure, she claimed she was your mother. You gonna hold that against her? Why, she means that as a favor to you.
She means it as a favor to herself. Look, Major Trucks, you don't know Hattie like I do. She'd pull all your teeth out if she took a fancy to the gold in them.
Sure. She puts on a big show of being crusty. But I saw through that right away. Underneath, she's a sweet old lady.
Uh-huh.
And you don't fool me much either. You think she's pretty fine yourself.
Well, I gotta get back. Oh, you, gonna look in on Hattie. I'll go with you.
I'm stopping off at the storage room. First trouble I've had with it in months.
Trouble?
Pilfering. Somebody's pilfering the medical whiskey.
Oh, hello, Gores.
I just come from the hospital, Captain.
Well, how's Morby's leg, Sergeant?
He's coming along. I come directly from Mrs. Pelfrey, though. She's complaining you ain't been to see her in days.
She's getting plenty of attention.
The men are being right good about calling on her, taking little things like that, but, Captain... Well, sir... We was always ones to speak our minds to one another.
You got something to say. Say it, Gores.
I know she ain't your ma, but she looks on you like a son, and it grieves her that you don't show her more concern.
Hattie told you that?
Well, I guess I induced her to. I've been to see her a few times, come to know her a bit. I could tell something was, well, like I say, grieving her.
She's getting along all right, isn't she? Doing a good job of mending?
Major Truck says it's near a miracle. But, Captain, that ain't what I'm talking about.
You used to be a good judge of character, Gorse. Now, I'm not saying Hattie's all meanness, but I spent some time looking at her from the wrong end of a shotgun once, and I know
Captain,
what I...
Captain, if you don't mind, I'd just as soon not hear any more about that.
You don't believe me, ask Harrison.
Why, I listened to Harrison a while, too. But I got some stripes on him, and I can shut him up.
Mm-hmm.
To me, she's just a nice old lady who's poorly.
You off duty, Sergeant?
Yes, sir.
Usually can tell when you are. Thought you wore your watch and chain when you were off duty.
Well, I do. It is, it did. Now, that's funny. I swore I put that on special just before I went to the hospital.
I think maybe you're right, Sergeant.
How's that, Captain?
I think maybe I have been neglecting Hattie too long.
Let's pause for a moment, and we'll be back to wrap up this story of Fort Laramie right after this short break.
Hi. This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Reading School of the Arts presents Disney's The Little Mermaid Jr. at the historic Cascade Theater, January 18th to 21st.
This 60-minute musical is full of the songs you know and love from the animated film and the Broadway production.
This production by Reading School of the Arts is the only of its kind. Students at the heart of the show, come support students in the arts and prepare to be interchanged with guilds.
Tickets available now at cascadetheater.org. That's Cascade, T-H-E-A-T-R-E.org. This production of The Little Mermaid Jr. is presented with special permission by Music Theater International.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
The conclusion of a Fort Laramie episode, The Return of Hattie Pelfrey, on When Radio Was.
Come in.
Afternoon, Major Trucks. How's your patient?
I'm doing fine. No thanks to you, Sonny.
Captain, you missed the show. Mrs. Pelfrey was just up walking around the room like she owned it.
I'm glad to hear that.
Well, I'll leave you two to your talk. Now, you keep walking like you did just now. You'll be out of here in a couple of days, ma'am.
To think I'm going to live to enjoy my twilight years after all.
Oh, there now, there. I don't want to see tears in your eyes.
Sonny will wipe them away. Won't you, dearie?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll take care of the tears. Oh, Major Trucks.
Yes?
You ever get a line on that missing whiskey?
Her cough medicine's there on her table.
I couldn't help myself. Goes right to the spot.
What did you ask me, Captain?
Nothing.
Oh, all right.
Well, what are you peering at?
You got a fine color, Hattie. I've heard tell of folks recovering from bad spells getting roses in their cheeks, but yours is more of a flush.
Body's entitled to a bit of tonic and a potion to soothe her throat.
I heard a bite in the hand that feeds you, but you come near to stealing it off, don't you, Hattie?
I got most the whole caboodle of them fooled. But not you, Sonny. Well, it's all right. I tried, nice and motherly like, to tell that Major Truck I'd spark to a little whiskey now and then. But I seen he wasn't going to make the offer of his own free will.
He thinks you're a sweet old lady now. Sweet old ladies don't drink whiskey.
Well, you'd be surprised about that, Sonny. Now, me, I've been nursing my own ills for more years than I can tell. There comes a time when a nip is all these old bones will respond to.
The earrings look mighty nice, don't you?
Yeah, well, they don't look nice at all, but I mean to wear them. You told me there's your own ma's. I recollect that. I'm right proud to wear them. Not with them diamonds, though, Sonny. Not the size of hen's teeth, even.
I was at your cabin, Hattie. You can't go back there.
You rushing me out.
You're coming back strong. You might get an idea to steal old Bedlam or the Platte River Bridge, and we need him.
You know, I got a mind to go up, live with Standing Bear's kinfolk, Wind River. If anyone was to see, I got there safe.
I'll see you there, Hattie, when you're right able.
Well, you're a fine son, dearie. Well, best you go now. Let your old ma get a rest.
Oh, I might just want to kiss your cheek. Just to be sure you'll rest easy.
Why, Sonny, did you can.
Sergeant Gorse will be glad I found his watch.
Now, how do you suppose that got under my pillow?
Doesn't matter. Must have been kind of bulky sleeping on anyway.
I'll rest easier now, Sonny.
I know you will. Oh, the money belt you took off me just now, Hattie. It won't bother you resting none. I took the money out before I came in. Sleep well, Ma.
Fort Laramie is produced and directed by Norman McDonald and stars Raymond Burr as Lee Quince, Captain of Cavalry, with Vic Perrin as Sergeant Gorse. The script was specially written for Fort Laramie by Kathleen Height, with sound patterns by Bill James and Tom Henley. Musical supervision by Amerigo Marino. Featured in the cast were Virginia Gregg, Sam Edwards, and Paul Dubov. Jack Moyles is Major Daggett, and Harry Bartell is Lieutenant Syberts.
Company, attention! Dismiss!
Next week, another transcribed story of the Northwest frontier and the troopers who fought under Lee Quince, Captain of Cavalry. Nobody approves of slums. About 1 out of 9 non-farm dwelling units are in slum condition. And slum conditions don't stay still in a neglected house or area. Unless someone takes action, slums will grow unchecked. If you'd like to take action, CBS Radio urges you to write to the American Council to Improve Our Neighborhoods for their free leaflet that explains what everyday citizens can do to prevent and eliminate slums. Just write to Action, Box 20, New York 19.
From September 2nd, 1956. The character was indeed played by Virginia Gregg and had first appeared in the March 11th episode of Fort Laramie. And I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we had Phil Harris talking about the 1950 college football game, the Oleander Bowl, played in Galveston, Texas. Scheduled for New Year's Day 1950, it was postponed. I'll explain and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Ladies and gentlemen, the story you are about to hear is true.
Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Dragnet Get 'Em, stars Jack Webb as Sergeant Joe Friday in 20 tense real-life cases from official police files.
What do you want us to do?
It's a volunteer job. You can take it or leave it. I won't order you to do it.
Now, for a limited time, you can get Dragnet Get 'Em for 50% off. It's a steal, but not a crime. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code DRAGNET3 to score your own copy of Dragnet Get 'Em for only $19.99.
How you want to handle it?
You sure you want a piece of this one, Romero?
No, he doesn't, Ed. He's got a family. Get me another single, man. We'll give it a try.
The LAPD plays it smart, and you should too. Go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code DRAGNET3 to order Dragnet Get'em for half price. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with mild to moderate Alzheimer's dementia? A clinical study is currently underway in New Jersey at both Hackensack University Medical Center and Jersey Shore University Medical Center. The therapy uses a simple, safe, lightweight headband that you wear three times a day for just 15 minutes in the comfort of your home. The Institutional Review Board for the study determined that the device is a non-significant risk device. Similar FDA-approved medical devices are being used to effectively treat other conditions. The electrical field produced by the device is less powerful than the field produced by a cell phone. This 4-month treatment study is currently underway. Act now. Enrollment is limited. To learn more or to see if you qualify, call 551-AD-STUDY. That's 551-237-8839. Or visit ADXstudy.com.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and before the break, I was talking about the Oleander Bowl, a college football game between McMurray College of Abilene, Texas, and Missouri Valley College of Marshall, Missouri. Postponed by severe rain, it was played a day later, on January 2nd of 1950, with McMurray winning 19-13. And if you think the Oleander Bowl is a forgotten bowl name, here's a few others that Missouri Valley College played in over the years. The Mineral Water Bowl, Marble Bowl, the Cigar Bowl, the Boys Branch Bowl, and the Refrigerator Bowl. Well, folks, we're done this time around. Be sure, though, to visit us at the website, winradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.